We are back. Hello and welcome from Stockton, California, here at Banner Island Ballpark for game one of six between your Fresno Grizzlies and the hometown Stockton Ports. However you're listening and wherever you're listening, thanks for tuning in on stream, guys. FresnoGrizzlies.com, the Bally Live app, and MILB TV. My name is Steven Rice, and I'm glad you could join us for Tuesday morning baseball between the single-A affiliates of the Colorado Rockies and Oakland Athletics. I hope your coffee and your lunch is ready as the Grizzlies play their second day game of the 2024 season. And after a couple rainouts in Fresno, the Grizzlies are back, ready to continue roaring here in the 2024 year. Your Grizzlies, a 5-2 record to start the season, a sweep in San Jose, and they split the four-game series against the Inland Empire 66ers. The Grizzlies were defeated by the 66ers the last time they played. That was Friday night, April 12th at Chukchansey Park, a 3-0 loss. Despite a great crowd of 8,293 fans, the Grizzlies had a lot of trouble getting going on offense, but Jack Mahoney, the right-hander, had a great outing. He went 5 1/3 innings. The bullpen trio, Stu Flesland III, Colin Baumgartner, and Wellington Herrera, punched out 7 batters over 3 2/3 frames of work. The Grizzlies looking to get back on the right track, and none other than Banner Island Ballpark, where the Stockton Ports await them. The Ports 2-5 this year, a tough start for the Ports, but just like the Grizzlies, they were also in a little bit of some rain struggles in Rancho Cucamonga, and the Ports looking to get back on the right track as well. So the Grizzlies, this is a place that they're familiar at. They are 30-6, very successful here at Banner Island Ballpark, and they want to continue their winning ways starting this morning. So the Fresno Grizzlies, despite being rained out on Saturday and Sunday, they will start a six-game series today at Banner Island Ballpark. Beautiful weather expected in Stockton throughout the week. The first of five series between the clubs in 2024 and the first in Stockton. The Grizzlies 61-23 all-time against the Ports. Well, the Grizzlies will give the ball to right-hander Jace Kaminska this morning. Kaminska will make his second start of the 2024 season. Kaminska, 5 scoreless innings in his first start. That was all the way back on Sunday, April 7th in San Jose. He will get the start, piggybacked by left-hander Isaiah Coupe. Both Coupe and Kaminska's starts were washed out against the 66ers. That was on Saturday and Sunday. On the other side, Stockton gives the ball to right-hand pitcher Nathan Detmer, a Texas A&M product. Detmer is one of the bright young stars in the athletic system, and he will get the ball for the Ports. So Detmer and Kaminska this morning. Well, prior to this morning's game, I sat down with the Grizzlies' physical performance coach in Jeremiah Stewart. And Jeremiah Stewart, now a dad of two, talked about how his offseason was. And then we also talked a little bit of now from taking care of his kids to taking care of the kids of the Grizzlies. That's right. How do you get them ready for the start of the season? And it all talks about getting them committed to what the Rockies are all about. Jeremiah Stewart is our pregame guest. We come back right after this. We'll have that interview with him. You're listening to Grizzlies Baseball and Stream, guys. FresnoGrizzlies.com, the Bally Live app, and MILB TV. Welcome back to the Fresno Grizzlies pregame show. I'm here with the Rockies physical performance coach and the Grizzlies physical performance coach, and Jeremiah Stewart. Welcome back to Fresno. How was your offseason, man?
Hey, man, it's great. I'm really excited to be back in Fresno. Well, this is home now, Fresno County, so we love the area. We love the people, the city, and this county, my wife and my two children. So it's there's no other place I'd rather be.
You know, you just said it, two kids now. Last year, before the season started, there was one, and all of a sudden now you're a dad of two. Congratulations, but also how stressful is it dealing from these kids to also your kids back home?
No comment. No, it just makes me stronger, Stephen. No, it's really exciting, man. Like, my daughter, thank you for the shout-outs when I had to leave. I think we were in Modesto last year. Beautiful little girl. So it's going on 9 months now. My son, my 3-year-old little guy, man, and he's starting to understand, like, oh, daddy's going to baseball now. So it's great, man. It just gives me more patience back and forth, right? My kids give me patience with the older kids, and the older kids gives me more patience with my little guys and my little girls. So.
Yeah, no, and you know, it's crazy too, because your 3-year-old as well is starting Little League, and yeah. Now you got to start, you know, teaching him how to properly train and get his body ready like you do with these guys as well.
That's right, man. Second weekend, we just got back from spring training, so he started a little late. And I don't know if I've told you before. You know what? If he plays baseball, he plays baseball. Awesome. I just want him to be coordinated and to exercise. I want him to be an attorney, follow the footsteps of his grandfather. But we'll see what happens, man. He's out there just playing. I tell him, hey, man, just hit the ball. No crazy instructions right now. Just have fun, man.
I love that, you know. And then, you know, one thing we always talk about too is, you know, getting these guys ready as well too. It's early in the season, so, you know, how hard is it first to try to get to know these guys in Arizona and get them kind of ready to the routine?
Yeah, last year, really stressful, right? Just learning our philosophy. You know, it's pretty much a crash course. You know, just you're getting tossed in the water. You better know how to swim. And this, compared to this year, you know, it wasn't as stressful. I was out there longer, and I loved it. We had one day off. I don't know if you know this. So in spring training last year, we had one day off.
Yeah.
And when that day off came, I was gasping for air. It was and not in a bad way, but, you know,
right.
Just like, I
right.
need this day off. This year, that same day off came, and I was like, I love it. It's really fun. And I was there longer this
year.
So,
yeah.
Yeah, with the guys, you know, there was less less things that I had to really focus on to bear down on. So I was able to really kind of give my energy into watching these guys, how they move, you know, the character, and seeing how they respond in the gym, and, you know, what they don't like possibly and what they do like, and what they gravitate to. So just knowing that before we're coming out here, right? So we've been doing it for a couple months now.
Yeah.
Before we even get here. So,
yeah.
Yeah, being able to hit the ground running, if you will, when we come to Fresno.
Yeah, no, and there's 29 guys, and every person is built differently. Every guy has a different upbringing. Every guy lives different. Every guy conditions different. So for you, what's the hardest thing about dealing with that? But also, kind of put into layman's terms for the fans as well.
Yeah, the Colorado Rockies do a tremendous job, generally as an organization, but also our department. And the performance enhancement side of things, you know, they do a great job of being able to put together programs that are scalable for the athletes. So from the DR all the way to, you know, Denver. So kudos to this great group of guys, Trevor and Gabe and Ryan and Jacob and Mason. So, and now me. Hey.
Right.
So they do a great job with getting these guys set up, right? And it's really an honor to be a part of this. So, yeah, the personalities of guys and where they come from and what they like, again, it's, you know, I'm a people guy, so I ran my own business in Orange County. I don't know if we talked about that before, but being able to, I guess, how would I say this? Getting guys to buy in. And that's kind of like one of my big jobs here is getting them to like what they do or understand what they do even. So I was dealing with a couple of kids this week and trying to get them in their routines, you know, to really figure out their routine. And we're trying some new stuff and they like it. They bought in, right? And listening to them, that's a big deal. You know, hearing them, right? So not just me telling them. So, you know, just like any other place, you know, figuring out what they like, what works, how they learn, making sure that I'm explaining things correctly. Not correctly, explaining things to where they understand and grasp it.
Right.
Not me just talking to them.
Right.
That's a big part of it, especially when it's in another language. So.
Yeah, you know, that's another, you know, thing that people don't think about as well, too, you know. But we are actually running out of time on this. We're going to actually talk a little bit more later this season as well, too, about how to stay in shape and how to keep hydrated and everything in between. But, Jeremiah, thanks for taking time on this interview.
Hey, man. Thank you guys for having me on again. And go Grizzlies, man.
Grab the keys to a new Toyota. Explore more this season in California with Toyota's legendary reliability. Shop a wide selection of cars, trucks, and SUVs, including more hybrids and plug-in hybrids than any other brand. Right now, get low 3.99% APR financing on the spacious Highlander, or check out great lease deals on the stylish Camry, sporty Corolla, and dynamic RAV4. Toyota. Let's go places. Offer available on 2024 models through TFS to buyers with premium rated credit, excludes hybrids and Sport 3024.
Hello and welcome back to Stockton, California, here at Banner Island Ballpark for morning baseball between your Fresno Grizzlies and the hometown Stockton Ports. A beautiful morning for baseball, a very warm morning as well. The sunscreen is on. Make sure you stay hydrated. It is a kids game here in Stockton, and we thank the physical performance coach of your Fresno Grizzlies and Jeremiah Stewart, who joined us on the pregame show. A lot of fun to talk to Jeremiah, and we could talk for hours as well, too. You'll hear from him later this season as well as the Grizzlies get set for game one of six between them and the Stockton Ports. Tuesday morning baseball. We'll have four night games and then a day game on Sunday for this six-game series between two California League North Division rivals. It's your Fresno Grizzlies and the hometown Stockton Ports. With that being said, it's now time for today's starting lineups. First, we'll start with your Fresno Grizzlies under the reigning 2023 California League Manager of the Year, Steve Solis. The Grizzlies, the single-A affiliate of the Colorado Rockies, they are 5-2, tied for first place in the California League North Division standings with the Modesto Nuts. And here is Steve Solis' Toyota starting lineup. Leading off and playing first base, number 5, Aiden Longwell. Batting second at third base, number 3, Braylon Wimmer. Batting third at shortstop, number 7, Andy Perez. Batting fourth at DH, number 10, Jake Snyder. Batting fifth in right field, number 14, Felix Tena. Batting sixth in left field, number 28, Fadriel Cruz. Batting seventh and doing the catching, number 33, Darius Perry. Batting eighth is the second baseman, number 1, Luis Mendez. And batting ninth, the center fielder, number 24, Caleb Hobson. And on the bump for the Grizzlies is the right-hander, number 35, Jace Kaminska, a 1-0 record and no ERA. So once again, for manager Steve Solis, his Toyota starting lineup will be Longwell, Wimmer, Perez, Snyder, Tena, Cruz, Perry, Mendez, Hobson, and Kaminska on the bump. As the Stockton Ports take the field, they're in their Caballos de Stockton uniforms. We will do the national anthem. So we'll head over to PA announcer Will McNeil for our national anthem and more. We'll be back with the Ports lineup right after this.
Performed by Denise Kindred, a local Stockton teacher.
So proudly we hailed at the twilight's last gleaming, who
a great national anthem to get us set for Tuesday morning baseball here at Banner Island Ballpark in Stockton, California. Let's go through the Stockton Port starting lineup under manager, first-year manager Javier Godard. The Ports, the single-A affiliate of the Oakland Athletics, they are 2-5 on the young season. They are last place in the California League North Division standings. Leading off and playing center field, number 9, Ryan Lasko. Batting second, the catcher, number 4, Cole Kahn. Batting third, the shortstop, number 22, prospect Miles Naylor. Batting fourth at third base, number 11, Luke Mann. Batting fifth in left field, number 8, Nathan Nankill. Batting sixth, the first baseman, number 25, Darlin Montero. He has a lot of power. Batting seventh, the right fielder and returner, number 6, Pedro Pineda. Batting eighth will be the DH, number 27, Carlos Franco. And batting ninth, the second baseman, number 2, BJ Cook. Cook last year had a grand slam against your Grizzlies. And on the mound right now warming up is the right-hander, number 35, Nathan Detmer. An 0-1 record, a 12.27 ERA. So once again, for Javier Godard and the Ports, will be Lasko, Kahn, Naylor, Mann, Nankill, Montero, Pineda, Franco, and Cook. And then on the bump is Detmer as we get set for first pitch this afternoon. And we are ready to play ball very soon as Aiden Longwell will lead things off. He will be followed by Braylon Wimmer and Andy Perez. A beautiful, sunny, beautiful sky afternoon and morning here at Banner Island Ballpark. We are ready to go. Right-hander Nathan Detmer. As here comes the first pitch against Aiden Longwell. The wind in the deal. And it is a strike in there. And the home plate umpire and Garrett Nelson calling a strike. Caden Gustafson on the bases. As here comes the 0-1. And Longwell fouls off the pitch at the plate. And the count now at no balls and two strikes. Garrett Nelson, the home plate umpire. Caden Gustafson on the bases. The Grizzlies, they are in their gray unis. Fresno run across the front in black and red. As here comes the 1-1 and outside. And Aiden Longwell working the count well so far. Grizzlies have the black cap, the black bill, and the F-slash logo on top of that black cap. Here comes the pitch to Longwell. Longwell, high fly ball out to center field. The center fielder doesn't see it initially, and now with a beat on it, coming in making the play is Lasko, and that's the first out of this morning's contest. So with one away, here comes a third baseman, and Braylon Wimmer. Braylon Wimmer has had a great start to the season, leads the team with 2 home runs. Those were both in Stockton. As here comes the pitch, and that's a fly ball and foul down the right field line. The count at no balls in one strike. From our views here in the press box, the right field view is very tough, so we will see what happens with balls out to right field. As here comes the 0-1 from the right-hander in Nathan Detmer. And Wimmer lines one foul, and the count at 0-2. A little bit lower down, there are fans walking right below us as well, too. The count of no balls and two strikes here at Banner Island Ballpark that continues to renovate through the years. Here's the 0-2, and Wimmer takes called strike 3, a breaking ball that nips the outside part of the plate for called strike 3. And Detmer gets Wimmer looking for the second out. First strikeout for Detmer, as here comes the shortstop in Andy Perez. And if you want to talk about a very good hitter, here is Andy Perez. Andy Perez, the youngest player on this Grizzlies roster, second year with Fresno. As Perez takes a pitch in there for a strike, the count at 0-1, and it looked outside, and Perez, not happy with it, calls his time already. As a count at 0-1, Andy Perez looks like a different ball player from last year. Looks like he put on about 10 to 15 pounds of muscle and a confidence at the plate that we've never seen before. As the 0-1 is low, the count now at 1-1. Andy Perez, already 1 homer, leads the team with 7 RBI. Here's the pitch. And a ground ball, one hopper to the shortstop. This is Naylor over to first in time. And a 1-2-3 inning for Nathan Detmer. We head to the bottom of the first. No score. You'll listen to Grizzlies Baseball and Stream Guys. FreserGrizzlies.com, the Bally Live app, and MILB TV.
Grab the keys to a new Toyota. Explore more this season in California with Toyota's legendary reliability. Shop a wide selection of cars, trucks, and SUVs, including more hybrids and plug-in hybrids than any other brand. Right now, get low 3.99% APR financing on the spacious Highlander, or check out great lease deals on the stylish Camry, sporty Corolla, and dynamic RAV4. Toyota, let's go places. Offer available on 2024 models through TFS to buyers with premium-rated credit, excludes hybrids and Sport 3024.
They say consistency is the key to success. They weren't wrong. So how about grabbing a beer that's consistently smooth, consistently refreshing, and consistently light? You might just find that the road to success can be pretty enjoyable. Michelob Ultra, the perfect balance of taste and refreshment, and only 2.6 carbs and 95 calories. It's only worth it if you enjoy it. Enjoy responsibly. Anheuser-Busch Michelob Ultra Light Beer, St. Louis, Missouri.
Watch me now!
Listen up, baseball fans. The Bally Live app is your home for everything MILB. Download the app today and watch every single MILB game absolutely free. Chat and interact with other fans. Play daily games and win prizes. Plus, you'll get access to the MILB Zone, where you can follow your favorite MILB players and teams all season long. So step up to the plate and download the Bally Live app today.
Welcome back to Banner Island Ballpark here in Stockton, California. We are in the bottom of the first inning. No score between the Grizzlies and the Ports. Stockton coming up to bat against right-hander Jace Kaminska. Kaminska, 1-0 record, no ERA so far. His second start of the season. As center fielder Ryan Lasko will lead things off against the right-hander in Kaminska. Glad you could join us Tuesday morning baseball here in Stockton. Game one of this six-game series between California League North Division foes. The Grizzlies 5-2 on this season. They have not played since Friday due to rain. As that pitch is low by Kaminska. The count of one ball and no strikes. And Kaminska looked like he slipped on that first pitch towards Darius Perry. Count of one ball and no strikes. Here's the next pitch from Kaminska. Inside Alaska, the count at two balls and no strikes. Beautiful morning for baseball as here comes the 2-0. And a fly ball out to right field. This is drifting towards the line. Long run and giving it a look before it goes foul is the first baseman and Aiden Longwell. And the count now at two balls and one strike. As you said, the Grizzlies are wearing their gray uniforms. Stockton, they are the Caballos de Stockton. They will play as their Copa identity every Tuesday, it sounds like. As here comes the 2-1 from the right-hander in Kaminska. And that is a called strike grooved in there on the outside part of the plate. Good fastball there from Kaminska that can reach the low 90s to mid-90s with that fastball. As here comes the 2-2 to Lasko, the center fielder. And Lasko fouls it off, and the count remains at two balls and two strikes. Ryan Lasko, the center fielder from Jackson, New Jersey, was drafted by the Athletics in the second round last season. As here comes the 2-2, and Lasko fouls it right to the netting, and it remains at two balls and two strikes. Glad you could join us, however you're listening and wherever you're listening. Thanks for tuning in to Grizzlies Baseball this morning. Two balls, two strikes. Here's the pitch. And a ground ball foul, and the count remains the same. 2-2. Ryan Lasko, as we said, a second rounder last season, played for the ACL Athletics after being drafted by Oakland. Now with the Ports for the first time, here's the 2-2. And a breaking ball in there called strike three. Oh, that was a dandy from Jace Kaminska on the inside part of the dish for the first out. So Lasko down on strikes, and Kaminska picks up his first strikeout this morning. And here comes the catcher in Cole Conn. Eight total letters, C-O-L-E-C-O-N-N. The switch-hitting catcher, a 12th-round draft pick by the Athletics last year, as he will check his swing on a pitch inside. The count at 1-0 as there was no check by the catcher in Perry, and now they check, and according to the first base umpire, Caden Gustafson, he did not go. 1-0 and no strikes. Here comes the pitch. And a high pop-up, and it will drift into the crowd. Heads up out there. The count now at 1-1. It is a kids' day here at Banner Island Ballpark. The Grizzlies will have their first kids' game, making the grade next Tuesday against the San Jose Giants. So every foul ball a little scarier as they head towards the seats. As the count is now 2-1 as that pitch runs outside from Kaminska. 2-1. Kaminska, nice delivery, very brief as that pitch runs inside. The count at 3-1. Just underway here in the bottom of the first inning. No score between the Grizzlies and the Ports. Banner Island Ballpark. Here comes the 3-1. And that is swung on and missed. Good fastball there on the outside part of the plate from Kaminska. The count now at 3-2. Kaminska ready to go. Hands at his belt. Here comes the 3-2. And it is a high line drive out to right field and a base hit for Kahn. And just like that, a one-out single for Stockton as Kahn drives it to right field. And now we'll bring up the shortstop in Miles Naylor. But a good job from Kahn on that 3-2 to adjust to the pitch and the location and drive it out to right field. And now Kaminska will take on Miles Naylor. So here comes the first pitch to one of the top prospects in the athletic system, and Naylor sees a breaking ball in there for a strike, drops in on the inside part of the plate, the count at 0-1. Miles Naylor, a very good right-handed hitter. Here comes the 0-1 from the right-hander Kaminska. And another breaking ball just missing inside in the count at 1-1. Perry held that ball a little bit and didn't get the call. Back-to-back breaking balls, the count at 1-1. Lasko, the leadoff hitter, was the number 18 prospect in the athletic system, and now Naylor, the number 8 prospect in this Oakland organization. As that swung on a miss, now Perry back to first, and just too late to get the runner in Kahn. Count at 1-2 as Naylor swung and missed on a pitch outside, and then Perry, noticing the runner in Kahn, was too far off on his secondary lead, did a quick throw back to first base, and Longwell applied the tag, but no out, and the count remains now at 1-2. Here comes the pitch, and that's a high pop-up. This is drifting behind the first base bag, now in foul territory. Aiden Longwell makes the play in foul territory for the second out. And so two outs now. Runner still at first base, and it'll bring up the third baseman in Luke Mann. So great pitch there from Kaminska against a very good hitter in Miles Naylor. Naylor was a competitive balance round A pick by the Athletics last year. And now you go to another good hitter in Mann, a 14th round draft pick by the Athletics last year. Here comes the pitch from the righty, and Kaminska comes set around the belt, and now he'll check a very slow delivery in motion over to first base. Kind of a give-me pick over as Kaminska is trying to see if the hitter in Mann possibly looks to bunt or if the runner in Kahn tries to take a good secondary lead. Here comes the pitch from Kaminska, and it is a called strike on the outside part of the plate. Good job from Perry to get that pitch into the zone. It looked a little bit outside at first. They counted 0-1. Darius Perry and Jace Kaminska. Here comes the pitch from the right-hander Kaminska. And a breaking ball, and that is in there for a called strike. That breaking ball from Kaminska has looked really good so far. And they counted 0-2. Three pitches for Kaminska, fastball, curveball, changeup, and that curveball has been the big pitch so far this half inning. Here comes the 0-2. High for a ball to count now at 1-2. Kaminska trying to change the eye level of Mann. He worked up and away, down and away, and then up again. Will he go down here? 1-2, two outs, runner at first, no score. Here's the pitch from Kaminska, and he'll check again on Conn. A little bit of a quicker move over there for Kaminska. Count remains the same. So one ball, two strikes, two outs. Here in the bottom of the first inning, Conn leads from first. Longwell holding him on. And then here comes the 1-2. There goes Conn, a breaking ball, and it is apparently ball two as Perry was waiting for strike three. He started heading towards the Grizzlies' dugout on the third base side, and Conn, seeing that, takes second base on the stolen base. So the count now at 2-2, and now a runner at second. As Darius Perry will call time, go talk to Kaminska, and that looked like it was going to be called strike three, and Perry started taking off towards the third base dugout. Well, Conn was going because it was a breaking ball, and Perry thought it was going to be strike three. He never made a throw. Despite being out of the crouch, Perry never threw the ball to second base, so Conn has his first stolen base here in single A Stockton. And so now, Luke Mann, with a runner in scoring position, has a chance to drive in a run. Here comes a 2-2 after the mound visit. And it is called strike three. And Perry, same thing again, heading back towards the dugout. Good fastball from Kaminska, and he's out of the inning. We have the top of the second with no score. You listen to Grizzlies Baseball on stream, guys. FresnoGrizzlies.com, the Bally Live app, and MILB TV.
This summer, we're going from minor league baseball to major fun. Whether you're just stopping by or looking for that Grand Slam getaway, Wyndham rewards everyone. Start earning points on your next qualified by Wyndham hotel stay and redeem them for minor league baseball tickets and experiences all summer long. Not a Wyndham Rewards member? Join for free at WyndhamRewards.com. Restrictions apply. Visit WyndhamRewards.com for more details.
There's a weekend in July where the baseball world revolves around a village in upstate New York. Hall of Fame Induction Weekend in Cooperstown is an unforgettable experience full of family-friendly activities and memorable moments. Make your plans today for July 19th through the 22nd for the induction of Adrian Beltre, Todd Helton, Jim Leland, and Joe Mauer, the class of 2024. Visit baseballhall.org today for the entire schedule. See you in Cooperstown. Celebrate the history of America's pastime at the National Baseball Hall of Fame and Museum in Cooperstown. See priceless treasures that will bring your baseball memories to life. Connect with events that shape and change the game and our country. And relive the careers of legends who have earned the greatest honor in sports. Our stories to tell, your memories to share. Plan your family visit today at baseballhall.org.
Grab the keys to a new fuel-efficient Toyota. Take on this new season in California with incredible MPG and peace of mind. Toyota has more hybrids and plug-in hybrids than any other brand, so hit the road with fewer fill-ups and legendary dependability right now.
Welcome back to Banner Island Ballpark here in Stockton, California. Top of the second inning, no score between the Grizzlies and Ports. As the first pitch is outside to Jake Snyder. Snyder, the cleanup hitter for Fresno, looks to get on base early. As here comes the pitch, and it is swung on and missed. And the count now at one ball and one strike. And it is a new pitcher for Stockton. It is number 16, Drew Conover. As Detmer is out of the game, here comes the 1-1. And that's a called strike. The count at 1-2. And I don't know if anyone else has noticed the change yet. But in between innings, all of a sudden I go, oh, this guy's throwing a little bit sidearm, a three-quarters arm slot compared to over the top from the inning before. So here comes the 1-2. And that is a breaking ball just outside. And the count now at two balls and two strikes. So Drew Conover is the new pitcher. Two balls, two strikes. Here comes the pitch to Jake Snyder. And it swung on and missed. Another good breaking ball down and in. And Snyder is out. First strikeout for Conover. So So Detmer only goes one inning. Strikes out a batter, and now to Conover, who strikes out his first batter he faces in Snyder, and it'll be Felix Tena to the dish. Here comes the pitch, and it is inside. The count at one ball and no strikes. Felix Tena against Conover. As here comes the 1-0 from the right-hander. And that is a called strike in the count. Now one ball and one strike. Drew Conover is 6'5", 185 pounds. He's from Cranberry, New Jersey. An 11th round draft pick by the Athletics in 2023. Here's the pitch. Inside. The count now at two balls and one strike. And Drew Conover, C-O-N-O-V-E-R. And now Felix Tena with one out here in the top of the second inning. Here's the 2-1, and that is inside. Count now at 3-1 as Tena works the count into his favor. Tena, just 20 years old, from Palenque, Dominican Republic, an international free agent signed by the Rockies in 2021. Here's the 3-1, and that's low, ball four, and the Grizzlies have their first base runner this morning. It's a walk to Tena, and here comes left fielder in Fadrio Cruz. With that walk right there, the Grizzlies have now walked 37 times over their last six contests, which includes today. The Grizzlies have 50 base on balls this season, which is tied for first in the California League with Lake Elsinore. Here comes a pitch now to Cruz, and Cruz, the lefty, sees a pitch outside for a ball to count at 1-0. From Conover, 11th round draft pick in 2023. As the Grizzlies trying to get something going here early. Runner at first with one out. Here's the pitch. And it is low for a ball. Great job from Cruz spitting on that breaking ball down in the zone. As Cruz has the count at two balls and no strikes. Experience the ultimate party at Chuck Chansey. Enjoy thrilling gaming, award-winning dining, and rejuvenation at Serenity Springs and Spa and Salon. Here comes the 2-0 to Cruz. And that's a ball outside. Now 3-0. Plus, get ready for the Sounds of Summer concert series. Check out who's coming at CheckChanceyGold.com. Whether it's a day trip or an extended stay, Check Chansey Gold promises an unforgettable adventure. Join the party soon. Here's a 3-0. Way outside, ball four. That ball gets to the backstop, and Tena gives it a glance as he rounds second base. He will stop there, and a walk to Cruz. So back-to-back walks now issued by Conover. Runners at first and second with one out. And now it's Darius Perry to the dish. As third base coach and Grizzlies bench coach Cesar Galvez gives the signs. By the way, we thank Chuck Chansey Gold Resort and Casino for being a proud partner of your Fresno Grizzlies here in the top of the second inning. No score as Darius Perry, now an opportunity to drive in his first RBI this year. Here's the pitch, and that's outside to the backstop. It gets away from the catcher, and runners move up an extra base. Tena to third, Cruz to second. We will see what the official ruling is on a wild pitch or pass ball. I believe it should be a wild pitch, but I have been wrong before. And now a mound visit between the catcher and Con and the pitcher and Conover. And now here comes the pitching coach for Stockton. And that is Gabriel Osuna, who was with the team last year. It is a wild pitch, by the way, for Conover. So second and third with one out here in the top of the second inning. And Darius Perry getting talked to by Trevor Burmeister. And already, the Ports trying to change up their rotation and their starters. Stockton has pitched eight different guys over their first eight games of the season. And the starter today, Detmer, was more of an opener, only one inning, which could be something they might do throughout this series, and we'll have to watch there. The Athletics still trying to learn what they have, especially in their lower levels. High A Lansing, Double A Midland. And here in Single A Stockton. Here comes the 1-0 to Darius Perry. And Perry takes a pitch inside. That ball was not close from Conover. Count now at 2 balls and no strikes. The runner at third is Tenna. The runner at second is Cruz. Only one out, and the Grizzlies looking to score first this morning. Here comes the 2-0 to Perry. And a breaking ball inside. Now 3-0, and the Grizzlies doing a great job working the count against the righty and Conover. Hitting coach Trevor Burmeister, back for his second season, telling Perry to watch for his pitch from the dugout. 3 balls, no strikes. Here's the pitch. Inside, ball 4. Very similar to the spot before. And Perry draws a walk. And the bases are loaded all via the free pass. So now here's Luis Mendez with 1 out and the bases loaded. Mendez, 6 RBI this season, which included 5. The most in a single game so far for the Grizzlies offense this season. It was also a career high for Mendez in a single game. Bases loaded, 1 out. Here's the pitch to Mendez. And that is low. The count at 1-0. And if you're the Grizzlies, you're just going to take until you see a strike. I think that's the mindset right now. Nathan Detmer, the initial starter, went to Texas A&M, who do the ball 5, ball 6, ball 7 kind of chant. As here's the 1-0. Check swing from Mendez. Did he go around? He did not. The count now at 2-0. And it's one of those situations where Conover can't find the strike zone. 7 straight balls at this point for him. 2 balls, no strikes. Ducks on the pond with 1 out here in the top of the second for Fresno. Here comes the pitch. And it is low as well. 3 balls and no strikes. And as we said, the Grizzlies, I think, are just going to take until they see a strike. The 22-year-old in Conover has not been able to find the strike zone. Here's the 3-0. And it is a called strike. And now the crowd giving some applause, but that pitch did look outside. 3 balls and a strike. 11th-round draft pick out of Rutgers for Conover. Here comes the 3-1 to Mendez. And ball 4 in the dirt, and the Grizzlies have a 1-0 lead thanks to a bases-loaded walk. The Grizzlies do not even have a hit yet. 4 straight walks now for Conover. So Tenna comes in from third. Scampering over to third is Cruz. Perry up to second. Mendez has his 7th RBI of the year. It's an RBI bases-loaded walk, so a run on the 4th walk. And now it's Caleb Hobson with 1 out, and the base is still loaded. And Hobson takes a pitch inside, and the count at 1-0. Another pitch not close for Conover. And the 1 strike he's thrown looked to be out of the zone. So 1 ball, no strikes. And the speedster in Hobson looking to break it open as he swings over the top of a breaking ball. And the count at 1-1. Conover, as we said, 6'5", 185 pounds. Still building into that frame. Kind of a 3/4 arm slot for him. Tons of movement as that breaking ball is in the dirt and away. The count at 2-1. Initially drafted in the 20th round in 2022 by the Tigers out of Seton Hall. Then went to Rutgers, where the Athletics grabbed him in the 11th round. As here comes the 2-1. And a breaking ball just low. And the count at 3-1. The Grizzlies, an opportunity to break it open. Caleb Hobson looking to drive in some runs. Here comes the 3-1 to Hobson. And it is a check swing, and he did go around on the breaking ball low. And the count full. 3 balls and 2 strikes. Frogs on the lily pads. Ducks on the pond. Bases loaded. 1 out here in the top of the second inning. 1-0 Fresno leads Stockton. Drew Conover, Caleb Hobson. As Hobson flies one out to right field, the ball is slicing, and it will be caught. And here comes the run, and it will score easily in Cruz. It's a sacrifice fly from Caleb Hobson, and it's 2-0 Fresno. So Cruz comes in to score. Darius Perry moves up to third. Mendez will stay put at first, and Caleb Hobson has an RBI. on the sacrifice fly to right field. So the second run, still no hits. And now Aiden Longwell, who's 0 for 1. Runners at the corners here with two outs. 2-0 here in the top of the second inning. Here's the pitch. Outside. Count of 1-0 to Aiden Longwell. Aiden Longwell, listed at 6'1", 205 pounds, 22 years old. 17th round draft pick by the Rockies out of Kent State in 2023. Here's the 1-0. And a line drive foul into the netting. The count now at 1-1. Aiden Longwell is not your prototypical build type for a leadoff hitter. But if you look at the swing of Longwell, a guy who can drive the ball to all gaps, a good eye, and can really start the game at the top of the lineup. So build-wise, not a leadoff hitter, but swing-wise is. As here comes the 1-1. And a line drive, base hit into center field. Aiden Longwell makes it 3-0 Fresno. Up to third base goes Mendez. The throw is late as Mendez dives head first in there. Aiden Longwell continues this inning for Fresno with a big RBI single. 3-0 Fresno. So Longwell continues. Now the eighth batter coming up this inning. Perry comes in to score. Mendez was hustling all the way to third. The first hit and third run. And now it's Braylon Wimmer who struck out looking his first time up. Runners at the corner still here with two outs. The Grizzlies looking to tack on more runs against Conover. Here's the pitch. And that is inside. The count at 1-0. Braylon Wimmer. He is listed at 6'4", 200 pounds. The former South Carolina Gamecock. Wimmer, an eighth-round draft pick in 2023 after dominating the SEC. Inside, the count at 2-0. And when Wimmer was drafted, he would spend the rest of the season with the ACL Rockies. And Wimmer put on a show, batting over 300 in that stretch, and he has done a great job so far with the Grizzlies. Here's the 2-0, and that is low as well. Three balls and no strikes, and the Grizzlies already four walks in just this inning. To put in perspective what the Grizzlies have really done when it comes to walks as well, their least amount of walks in a game is three. And they've already passed that. There's the fifth walk as Wimmer takes a pitch inside, ball four. And here comes manager Javier Godard, and Conover does not even get out of the inning. We'll have a pitching change right after this. We'll be back. You're listening to Grizzlies Baseball.
Grab the keys to a new Toyota. Explore more this season in California with Toyota's legendary reliability. Shop a wide selection of cars, trucks, and SUVs, including more hybrids and plug-in hybrids than any other brand. Right now, get low 3.99% APR financing on the spacious Highlander, or check out great lease deals on the stylish Camry, sporty Corolla, and dynamic RAV4. Toyota, let's go places. Offer available on 2024 models through TFS to buyers with premium-rated credit, excludes hybrids and Sport 3024.
They say consistency is the key to success. They weren't wrong. So how about grabbing a beer that's consistently smooth, consistently refreshing, and consistently light? You might just find that the road to success can be pretty enjoyable. Michelob Ultra, the perfect balance of taste and refreshment in only 2.6 carbs and 95 calories. It's only worth it if you enjoy it. Enjoy responsibly. Anheuser-Busch Michelob Ultra Light Beer, St. Louis, Missouri.
Watch me now.
Listen up, baseball fans. The Bally Live app is your home for everything MILB. Download the app today and watch every single MILB game absolutely free. Chat and interact with other fans. Play daily games and win prizes. Plus, you'll get access to the MILB Zone, where you can follow your favorite MILB players and teams all season long. So step up to the plate and download the Bally Live app today.
This summer, we're going from minor league baseball to major fun. Whether you're just stopping by or looking for that grand slam getaway, Wyndham rewards everyone. Start earning points on your next qualified by Wyndham hotel stay and redeem them for minor league baseball tickets and experiences all summer long. Not a Wyndham rewards member? Join for free at WyndhamRewards.com. Restrictions apply. Visit WyndhamRewards.com for more details.
Welcome back to Banner Island Ballpark. We are still in the top of the second inning, and Mark Odemiak will come on to pitch for Stockton. Two outs, bases loaded. The Grizzlies lead 3-0. And Andy Perez, the ninth batter this inning, fouls off the first pitch. The count at 0-1. Odemiak, A-D-A-M-I-A-K, Mark, the right-hand pitcher, the third pitcher already for Stockton this morning. Here comes the 0-1 to Perez, and it is low and inside, and that ball looked bad from the beginning from the right-hander. Count at 1-1. The Grizzlies only one hit this inning. They have five walks as well, and they lead 3-0, looking to add on more. Two outs, bases loaded for Andy Perez. Here's the 1-1. Outside, counted two balls and a strike. And the Ports bullpen has not been able to find the strike zone. And Odemiak, the 6'4", 230-pound right-hander, trying to get the final out this inning. Here comes the 2-1 from the right-hander. And outside and high, count 3-1. Odemiak was a 15th-round draft pick by the Ports, or by the Athletics in 2022. Pitched up in High Lansing for his highest club. Hometown is Shawnee, Kansas. Here comes the 3-1 to Perez, and Perez takes a called strike, and now the count full, 3 balls and 2 strikes. 3-0 Fresno leads Stockton here in the top of the second inning, here at Banner Island Ballpark, where the Grizzlies are 30-6 all-time. Here's the 3-2, and it is fouled off as the runners were going on the pitch. And Perez will do it again. It looked like that ball bounced off his body, and Perez will hobble a little bit. It did hit his left leg as he rubs the shin/hamstring area right behind the knee as well for Andy Perez. 3 balls, 2 strikes. As Perez trying to get feeling into his leg. Perez, last time the bases were loaded, had a bases-clearing double. That was against Inland Empire. All the way back on Wednesday night, or Thursday night, I believe, in Cherchancy Park. For Andy Perez, a 9-run third inning was that 3-run double. As Perez lines one out to right field. It is way back there. It's at the wall. It's reached up, and did it leave? Yes, it did! Andy Perez touches them all. A grand slam to right. His second homer of the season. RBIs 8 through 11, and the Grizzlies have made it 7-0 here in the second. That ball just out of the reach of the right fielder in Pineda, and Andy Perez has now just surpassed his most home runs in a Grizzlies uniform with that bomb right there. 7-0 Grizzlies, and here comes Jake Snyder, the 10th batter this inning. A 3-2 fastball grooved out to right field. So now Jake Snyder, here's the pitch. Outside 1-0. So 4 RBI for Andy Perez. Wimmer comes around to score as well. Aiden Longwell scores. And so does Luis Mendez. It's now 2-0 to Snyder. That ball way outside. The second hit, and now 7 runs. And 6 runs to the line of Drew Conover. As a check swing, it's a called strike to Snyder. The count now at 2-1. The only run allowed by Odemiak came off the bat of Perez. As here comes the 2-1 to Snyder. Big swing and a miss. The count now at 2-2. So now 6 runs given up by Conover. His line is done. 2/3 of an inning. 1 hit. 5 walks, 6 runs all earned, and 1 strikeout. Here's a 2-2 to Snyder, and he fouls it off. 10th batter this inning, so if you are also keeping score at home, make sure you maneuver to the next inning as well. I'll have to make that note in my book as well. 10th batter this frame, Jake Snyder 0-1 with a strikeout as he takes that pitch low, and the count now at 3 balls and 2 strikes. 7-0 Fresno here in the top of the second inning. Here comes the 3-2 to Snyder. And a line drive foul down the right field line towards Grizzlies manager and first base coach Steve Solis. And we'll do it again at 3-2. So just two hits this inning, seven runs for Fresno. As time called, as the ball will get retrieved by the Ports right fielder in Pineda. Here comes the 3-2 again to Jake Snyder. And it is low, ball four in the inning continues for Fresno. Another walk. Six walks, two hits this inning, and it is 7-0 here in the top of the second. So now here's right fielder Felix Tena, who walked and scored already this inning. The Grizzlies last year had an outstanding inning, breaking a franchise record with runs in an inning. Here comes the pitch. And a check swing, one bouncer to the third baseman. And Tena is retired to end the inning. Goes 5-3. But the Grizzlies bring 11 batters to the dish. They score seven runs thanks to six walks and two hits. One of those two hits, a grand slam by Andy Perez. The first one since last year, Cole Carrick in Visalia. We'll be back right after this.
This summer, we're going from minor league baseball to major fun. Whether you're just stopping by or looking for that grand slam getaway, Wyndham rewards everyone. Start earning points on your next qualified by Wyndham hotel stay and redeem them for minor league baseball tickets and experiences all summer long. Not a Wyndham rewards member? Join for free at WyndhamRewards.com. Restrictions apply. Visit WyndhamRewards.com for more details.
There's a weekend in July where the baseball world revolves around a village in upstate New York. Hall of Fame Induction Weekend in Cooperstown is an unforgettable experience full of family-friendly activities and memorable moments. Make your plans today for July 19th through the 22nd for the induction of Adrian Beltre, Todd Helton, Jim Leland, and Joe Mauer, the class of 2024. Visit baseballhall.org today for the entire schedule. See you in Cooperstown.
Grab the keys to a new fuel-efficient Toyota. Take on this new season in California with incredible MPG and peace of mind. Toyota has more hybrids and plug-in hybrids than any other brand, so hit the road with fewer fill-ups and legendary dependability. Right now, get incredible 0% APR financing for 72 months or choose a low lease on the all-electric 2023 bZ4X. Toyota, let's go places. Offer available through TFS to buyers with premium-rated credit ends 4/30/24.
Welcome back to Stockton, California, here at Banner Island Ballpark. Bottom of the second inning, 7-0 Fresno leads Stockton. Jace Kaminska back on the bump after a long break for him as he first pitches a ground ball to Wimmer. Deep at third, and that ball is sailed over the head of the first baseman Longwell. That was a tough ball for Wimmer. Got the ball in a funky hop way in deep third, and the throw is way high over the head of Longwell, and Nankill will reach. As here comes the first baseman, Darlin Montero, we will see what the ruling is. It was a tough ball for Wimmer, but the throw, I don't know if it would have been close or not if he put it on the line. It's going to be a throwing error on Braylon Wimmer. So, runner now at second as the ball apparently got into the dugout. As here comes the pitch to Montero and a breaking ball in there. The count at 0-1. So runner at second with no outs here in the bottom of the second. 7-0 Fresno as Darlin Montero, a big power hitter, will come to the plate. As here comes the 0-1 from Kaminska. And Kaminska's pitch is low. The count at 1-1. And Jace Kaminska. Kaminska last appeared on April 7th versus San Jose. That was at Excite Ballpark. Picked up a win after five scoreless innings of work. Here's the 1-1. Good breaking ball down in the zone. The count now at 1-2. Montero, big swing and a miss. Kaminska allowed four hits and one walk. He struck out six batters along the way. That's a count at 1-2. Kaminska, after that long wait, has allowed one hit and struck out a pair so far. Here's the 1-2, and that is fouled off by Montero, and a good pitch on the inside portion of the plate. Jace Kaminska making his first start against Stockton. As here comes the 1-2. That's low, and the count now at 2 balls and 2 strikes. He is listed at 6'2", 235 pounds. The right-hander is 22 years old. A 10th round draft pick by the Rockies in 2023 out of Nebraska. Here's the 2-2. And a ground ball to the third baseman, Wimmer. Wimmer doesn't look back the runner, throws to first in time. Luckily, three different Grizzlies were over there covering third. And Montero is retired. 5-3, and the bat looked like it broke just a tad bit on that swing. That's how much movement that pitch had. And Nankill stays at second, so one out runner at second for Pedro Pineda, the right fielder. Lots of power for Pineda. But back to Kaminska. He had one game out of the bullpen after being selected by the Rockies in that 10th round last year with the ACO Rockies. As that pitch is low. With the Cornhuskers, was there for one season, making 14 starts. Logged 72 innings, going 7-3 with a 1.14 whip. Walks, hits, innings pitched. As that swung on and missed. Elevated fastball. And the count at 1-1. Prior to that, he played at Wichita State for 2 seasons. Went to high school at Caney Valley High School in Caney, Kansas, a small town very close to the Oklahoma border. As here comes the 1-1 from the righty. And it's a slow ground ball. Taking third is the base runner in Nankill. And a great throw from Wimmer, who's been busy, for the second out. So Nankill to third, another 5-3. Two outs now as here comes the DH in Carlos Franco. And Wimmer, great play right there as well. But Jace Kaminska, the Grizzlies, farm grown is kind of one of their big mottos, and he really is farm grown. During the offseason, works on a farm, baling hay, working with tractors, cattle, loves to cook. As here comes the pitch, and that's in the dirt. Good stop from Perry on the breaking ball, count at 1-0. And Jace Kaminska, now he won't say this, he actually claims his grandma did this, but when we talked about cooking, well, when he was 12 years old, Kaminska won a purple ribbon for his homemade bread loaf in the 4-H Baking Championship at the Montgomery County Fair. He claims his grandma made it, but the award was given to him. As the count now at 1-1 as Franco, big swing and a miss on the pitch outside. From Jace Kaminska. 1-1. Here comes the pitch. And a foul ball lifted and away. And the count now at 1-2. It's a count at 1-2. Here comes the pitch again to Franco from Jace Kaminska. Breaking ball just fouled off at the tip of the bat from Franco. And the count remains the same. Runner at third with two outs here in the bottom of the second inning. 7-0. Fresno leads Stockton. The Grizzlies a 7-run second inning thanks to just 2 hits, including an Andy Perez grand slam. As there is a big breaking ball swung on and missed, and Kaminska has a clean second inning. The Grizzlies bats coming up again. You'll see Grizzlies baseball on stream, guys. FresnoGrizzlies.com, the Bally Live app, and MILB TV.
They say consistency is the key to success. They weren't wrong. So how about grabbing a beer that's consistently smooth, consistently refreshing, and consistently light? You might just find that the road to success can be pretty enjoyable. Michelob Ultra, the perfect balance of taste and refreshment, and only 2.6 carbs and 95 calories. It's only worth it if you enjoy it. Enjoy responsibly. Anheuser-Busch Michelob Ultra Light Beer, St. Louis, Missouri.
This summer, we're going from minor league baseball to major fun. Whether you're just stopping by or looking for that grand slam getaway, Wyndham rewards everyone. Start earning points on your next qualified by Wyndham hotel stay and redeem them for minor league baseball tickets and experiences all summer long. Not a Wyndham rewards member? Join for free at WyndhamRewards.com. Restrictions apply. Visit WyndhamRewards.com for more details.
There is a weekend in July where the baseball world revolves around a village in upstate New York. Hall of Fame Induction Weekend in Cooperstown is an unforgettable experience full of family-friendly activities and memorable moments. Make your plans today for July 19th through the 22nd for the induction of Adrian Beltre, Todd Helton, Jim Leland, and Joe Mauer, the class of 2024. Visit baseballhall.org today for the entire schedule. See you in Cooperstown.
Welcome back to Stockton, California, here at Banner Island Ballpark. Top of the third inning, 7-0 Fresno leads Stockton, as Fadrio Cruz will lead things off against Mark Adiamak. As the first pitch is a fly ball out to center field, and racing in is the center fielder in Lasco, and he will put it away for the first out. He'll be F8, so one away for the catcher in Darius Perry. Perry walked and scored his first time up. That's a very similar line for a lot of these batters at the bottom of this Grizzlies lineup, as Fresno scored 7 runs back in the second inning. Darius Perry still looking for his first RBI of the year, but Perry has reached base a bunch as well. 3-game hit streak for Perry, as here's the pitch. And a called strike, the count at 0-1. Andy Perez, the longest hit streak right now for Fresno at 8 games after his grand slam. And Darius Perry right behind him now, second longest hitting streak for Fresno. Active hitting streak, as here comes the 0-1. And Perry ground ball, that didn't sound good off the bat, to the shortstop and Naylor. The throw is a little bit low, but in time. And 2 outs now as it goes 6-3. And here comes the second baseman, Luis Mendez. Mendez, a bases-loaded walk. It was an RBI for him, his 7th of the season. Luis Mendez back with the Grizzlies for a second straight year. Mendez listed at 5'11", 157 pounds. From Azua, Dominican Republic. As that pitch is in the dirt, the count at 1-0. Mendez was signed as an international free agent by the Rockies in 2019. Known for his speed and good defense, the bat is coming around. Not a lot of power, though, for Mendez. As here's the 1-0. It's outside. The count at 2-0. Mendez was a part of a couple walk-offs for the Grizzlies last year, both on wild pitches, as he raced home for a couple big wins for the Grizzlies. Here's the 2-0 as Mendez takes a pitch outside. The count now at 3 balls and no strikes. And the Grizzlies just taking a lot of pitches, looking for their pitch before swinging. A left-hander starts to get loose down in that Stockton bullpen, as the 3-0 is outside, ball 4. And Mendez draws his second walk of the game. That pitch was close, but it's the 7th walk by Stockton pitching, and with 2 outs, here's Caleb Hobson, who had a sacrifice fly his first time up for an RBI. Caleb Hobson, he's listed at 6'1", 193 pounds, went to UT Martin, a 13th round draft pick by the Rockies in 2023. Adamiak steps off. He will come set around the belt, and here comes the pitch to Hobson. And it is outside, the count at 1-0. Caleb Hobson appeared in 15 games for the ACL Rockies after being selected in that 13th round. He had 14 runs, but just batted .213. A guy, though, that can really carry over to the top of the lineup. There's a strike, the count now at 1-1. Caleb Hobson coming into this game is on a minus 2-game hit streak, so he has not gotten a hit over the past 2 games, as there is a called strike. The count now at 1-2. But Hobson had a 2-game hit streak. That was in the first 2 games of the year. Went 2-for-9 with an RBI and a run in that stretch. There comes the 1-2 to Hobson, and it is low. The count now at 2 balls and 2 strikes. But as we said, Hobson known for his speed. That's what he did back at UT Martin, where he ranked 10th in D1 baseball and stolen bases with 36. Here's the 2-2, and now a check on Mendez, and the ball gets away. Mendez hustles. He will head to second. There is no throw yet, and Mendez is there safely at second base. So it should be an error on the pitcher on the throwing error. That's the first error for Stockton. So now runner at second with two outs, and Hobson can pick up his second RBI of the contest. Here comes the 2-2 offering to Caleb Hobson, and it's way outside, the count at 3-2. And that pitch away also goes to where the defensive lineman is for the Ports. The Ports are shifted over to the right, so there's a big hole on the left side of this outfield. Three balls, two strikes. Here comes the payoff pitch to Hobson, and it's high ball for another walk. So Hobson will reach base after a sacrifice fly. He has now walked. Eight walks for Stockton. Runners at first and second with two outs, and it's Aiden Longwell who has his third at-bat in as many innings. 1-for-2, an RBI single, and a run scored. His RBI single is to center field, where the center fielder currently sits right now. So first and second, as Longwell takes a pitch inside, the count at 1-0, and just from the beginning of this game, the Ports have not been able to throw strikes, and the Grizzlies taking advantage of the opportunities. As now a mound visit here, and we'll see what the pitching coach has to say here in Gabriel Osuna. While we have a mound visit as well, too, Yellow Dog Signs and Graphics is your one-stop shop for all custom-made signs, banners, wraps, and graphics here in the Central Valley. When you choose Yellow Dog, you're choosing premium, high-quality products, and excellent customer service, all at a competitive price point. You can visit yellowdoggraphics.com to request a free quote or give them a call at 559-435-6263 today. Yellow Dog Signs and Graphics, bring your best ideas to life. And we thank Yellow Dog Signs and Graphics for being a proud partner of your Fresno Grizzlies here in the top of the third. Here comes the 1-0 to Longwell. It's outside. The count now at 2 balls and no strikes. And again, the Grizzlies seen a lot of bad pitches out of the zone, so they're going to try to take some before taking a hack here. Here comes a 2-0. There's that hack. Swung on and missed. The count at 2-1. Longwell just over the top of it. Longwell, a very good athlete in his right mind, was a two-way athlete in high school, was a quarterback where he received a couple Division I offers. Here's the 2-1, and Longwell fouled off, and the count now at 2-2. Longwell loves to talk about football, where his high school was one of the top high schools in Ohio for Aiden Longwell. Count now at 2 balls, 2 strikes. Here comes the pitch to Longwell, and he fouls off another. That is Washington High School in Massillon, Ohio. I believe I'm saying that city correct. I believe. The count now at 2 balls and 2 strikes. 2 outs here in the top of the third inning. 7-0 Fresno leads Stockton. Runners at first and second, and now time called as a new baseball coming to the pitcher in Automiak. But Aiden Longwell, as we said, was a former quarterback, but decided to go the baseball route. Here comes the 2-2. And Longwell, high pop-up. That is drifting on the diamond. This is the shortstop, and it is made by the shortstop in Naylor to end the inning. The Grizzlies put a couple runners on, but they come up empty. They still have a 7-0 lead. And like the quarterback, it's a touchdown lead. We head to the bottom of the third. You're listening to Grizzlies Baseball. We'll be right back.
There's a weekend in July where the baseball world revolves around a village in upstate New York. Hall of Fame Induction Weekend in Cooperstown is an unforgettable experience full of family-friendly activities and memorable moments. Make your plans today for July 19th through the 22nd for the induction of Adrian Beltre, Todd Helton, Jim Leland, and Joe Mauer, the class of 2024. Visit baseballhall.org today for the entire schedule. See you in Cooperstown.
Grab the keys to a new fuel-efficient Toyota. Take on this new season in California with incredible MPG and peace of mind. Toyota has more hybrids and plug-in hybrids than any other brand, so hit the road with fewer fill-ups and legendary dependability. Right now, get incredible 0% APR financing for 72 months or choose a low lease on the all-electric 2023 bZ4X. Toyota, let's go places.
Offer available through TFS to buyers with premium-ready credit ends 4/30/24.
Celebrate the history of America's pastime at the National Baseball Hall of Fame and Museum in Cooperstown. See priceless treasures that will bring your baseball memories to life. Connect with events that shape and change the game and our country. And relive the careers of legends who have earned the greatest honor in sports. Our stories to tell, your memories to share. Plan your family visit today at baseballhall.org.
Welcome back to Stockton, California, here at Banner Island Ballpark. Bottom of the third inning, 7-0 Fresno leads Stockton as Jace Kaminska back on the bump for the Grizzlies against B.J. Cook. Here comes the first pitch to Cook, and he looks to bunt, and that pitch is a called strike as Cook brings the bat back. The count at 0-1 here in the bottom of the third inning. Glad you could join us for game one of this six-game series between California League North Division rivals. Bounding ball to the shortstop, Perez, who hustles the throw to first in time. Good play from Andy Perez. Up the middle on the slow roller, Cook is retired on the 6-3 putout. But Andy Perez showing off the range right there. He was back. The ball was more up the middle and slow, and Perez did a great job navigating across the diamond to make the play. That was Perez's bread and butter last year as the bat's starting to come around. And now it's Ryan Lasko with one out as he sees a called strike. The count at 0-1. Tuesday morning baseball kids game here for Stockton, who are dressed as the Caballo State Stockton. As here's a line drive right to Perez, who hops just a little bit and makes the play for the second out. So two quick outs towards Perez, and now it's Cole Kahn, who singled and stole a base back in the first inning. But a kid's game in the Caballos de Stockton. They are white uniforms with purple, black, and a lime green across their uniform. Here's the pitch from Kaminska. Breaking ball in there, called strike. The count at 0-1. They also have the lime green hats. Very bright and popping. As here's a pop-up. It's going to be a play for Wimmer. Wimmer going towards the dugout. And he makes a play about 2 feet from the dugout. And Chase Kaminska, a 1-2-3. Very quick. Bomb the third. We had the fourth. You're listening to Grizzlies Baseball and Stream Guys. FreshGrizzlies.com, the Bally Live app, and MILB TV.
Grab the keys to a new Toyota. Explore more this season in California with Toyota's legendary reliability. Shop a wide selection of cars, trucks, and SUVs, including more hybrids and plug-in hybrids than any other brand. Right now, get low 3.99% APR financing on the spacious Highlander, or check out great lease deals on the stylish Camry, sporty Corolla, and dynamic RAV4. Toyota, let's go places. Offer available on 2024 models through TFS to buyers with premium-rated credit. Excludes hybrids and Sport 3024.
They say consistency is the key to success. They weren't wrong. So how about grabbing a beer that's consistently smooth, consistently refreshing, and consistently light? You might just find that the road to success can be pretty enjoyable. Michelob Ultra, the perfect balance of taste and refreshment, and only 2.6 carbs and 95 calories. It's only worth it if you enjoy it. Enjoy responsibly. Anheuser-Busch Michelob Ultra Light Beer, St. Louis, Missouri.
Watch me now.
Listen up, baseball fans. The Bally Live app is your home for everything MILB. Download the app today and watch every single MILB game absolutely free. Chat and interact with other fans. Play daily games and win prizes. Plus, you'll get access to the MILB Zone, where you can follow your favorite MILB players and teams all season long. So step up to the plate and download the Bally Live app today.
This summer, we're going from minor league baseball to major fun. Whether you're just stopping by or looking for that grand slam getaway, Wyndham rewards everyone. Start earning points on your next qualified by Wyndham hotel stay and redeem them for minor league baseball tickets and experiences all summer long. Not a Wyndham Rewards member? Join for free at WyndhamRewards.com. Restrictions apply. Visit WyndhamRewards.com for more details.
First pitch up the middle, a base hit to center field for Braylon Wimmer. First pitch swinging here in the top of the fourth inning. And Wimmer's now reached base twice with that single. Just the third hit for Fresno. Welcome back to Stockton, California here at Banner Island Ballpark. Top of the fourth, 7-0 Fresno leads Stockton. As here's Andy Perez, a grand slam, his last at-bat. Against the new pitcher for the Ports, it is left-hander in Diego Barrera. Diego Barrera, lefty. 6 feet, 165 pounds from Fontana, California. Here comes the 0-1. That is outside. Count now 1-1. So Braylon Wimmer, the runner at first with no outs. So that ends the line for Adamiak. As here comes the 1-1. There goes the runner Wimmer. And swung on, missed by Perez. The throw to second is offline. And Naylor could not hold on to it. Count those at 1-2 to Andy Perez. But Wimmer has a stolen base, his second of the season. So Wimmer now in scoring position with no outs. As here comes the 1-2 to Andy Perez. And a breaking ball, a little bit low, count at 2-2 from Barrera. B-A-R-R-E-R-A for Barrera. 2-2. Here comes the pitch. And a foul ball off the body once again of Andy Perez. This is the fourth pitcher already for the Ports after Grizzly scored 7 runs in that second inning. The Ports had an opener in Nathan Detmer, apparently, who only went 1 inning, struck out a batter. As here comes the 2-2 from Barrera outside, now 3-2. Then Drew Conover had a rough go of things. 5 walks over 2/3 of an inning. He allowed a single, 6 runs all earned, 1 strikeout. And then 1 1/3 innings for Adamiak. Here's the 3-2 in Perez. Ground ball to the second baseman. Picked up by Cook over to first in time. Wimmer seeing that heads to third. So it goes 4-3 for the first out. But Wimmer now at third base. Going to bring up the DH and Jake Snyder, who's 0-1 with a walk. But Adamiak, 1 1/3 innings. 1 hit, 3 walks. He allowed 1 run. It was earned. No strikeouts for Adamiak. And now to Barrera, the lefty. Here's the pitch. And Snyder takes a called strike. The count at 0-1. The Ports infield is in to try to stop the runner at third in Wimmer. The one out runner at first, or runner at third, excuse me, as Snyder takes a pitch low, the count at 1-1. So Diego Barrera. 1-1. Here comes the pitch to Snyder. Snyder takes a called strike, the count now at 1-2. Grizzlies lead 7-0 here in the top of the fourth inning. A beautiful morning. Here in Stockton. Here comes the 1-2. And Snyder fouls it off, and that goes towards the Grizzlies dugout on the third base side. We'll do it again at 1-2. Here on April 16th, the Grizzlies back in action after a couple rainouts at Chancy Park. As here's a ground ball. That is the second baseman Cook. His only play is to first, and Snyder gets the runner home as Wimmer was going on contact. It is an RBI for Jake Snyder, 4-3. And the Grizzlies manufacture another run as Wimmer single, stolen base, ground out to second, and then ground out to second as well. So it is a run. Barrera allows it. Now 8-0 Grizzlies as there is a called strike. The count at 0-1 to Felix Tena with 2 outs here and no one on. Tena overwhelmed the walk and a run as he flies one out to the first base side. Will go foul. The count at 0-2. So Snyder, the RBI. The Grizzlies have just 3 hits and 8 runs. Here's the 0-2. And Tena, high fly ball. Out to right center field. Long run for everybody. And it will be caught by the right fielder in Pineda to end the inning. The Grizzlies do score a run, though. A single by Wimmer. He comes around to score on the Jake Snyder ground out. 8-0. We have the bottom fourth. We'll be back right after this.
This summer, we're going from minor league baseball to major fun.
Whether you're just stopping by or looking for that Grand Slam getaway, Wyndham rewards everyone. Start earning points on your next qualified by Wyndham hotel stay and redeem them for minor league baseball tickets and experiences all summer long. Not a Wyndham rewards member? Join for free at WyndhamRewards.com. Restrictions apply. Visit WyndhamRewards.com for more details.
There's a weekend in July where the baseball world revolves around a village in upstate New York. Hall of Fame Induction Weekend in Cooperstown is an unforgettable experience full of family-friendly activities and memorable moments. Make your plans today for July 19th through the 22nd for the induction of Adrian Beltre, Todd Helton, Jim Leland, and Joe Mauer, the class of 2024. Visit baseballhall.org today for the entire schedule. See you in Cooperstown.
Grab the keys to a new fuel-efficient Toyota. Take on this new season in California with incredible MPG and peace of mind. Toyota has more hybrids and plug-in hybrids than any other brand, so hit the road with fewer fill-ups and legendary dependability. Right now, get incredible 0% APR financing for 72 months or choose a low lease on the all-electric 2023 bZ4X. Toyota, let's go places. Offer available through TFS to buyers with premium-ready credit ends 4/30/24.
Whether you're looking for temporary furnishings for an apartment or condo, or maybe you need to furnish your home, Express Furniture Rental is your rental furnishing solution. They have affordable rental packages which include housewares, electronics, and more. They are your one-stop shop. You can check them out online at efrental.com or call 800-933-3689 today. Express Furniture Rental, a proud partner of your Fresno Grizzlies here in the bottom of the fourth. As the first pitch is swung on and missed by Miles Naylor, the count at 0-1. Bottom of the fourth inning, 8-0 Fresno leads Stockton. Here comes the next pitch by Jace Kaminska, and it's swung on and missed, and now quickly 0-2 to Naylor. Here in the bottom of the fourth at Banner Island Ballpark. No balls, two strikes to Miles Naylor, the top prospect on this port squad. Here's the 0-2. Swung on and missed. Good morning, good afternoon, and good night. Jace Kaminska, a big strikeout. That's his fourth strikeout of the morning. I'm going to bring up the third baseman in Luke Mann. Mann 0-1 with a strikeout as well. Good pitch right there from Jace Kaminska up in the zone. So one out now for Mann. And the breaking ball is in there for a strike. The count at 0-1. As the Grizzlies trying to continue their winning ways. 5-2 on the young season. Line drive out to right field. And now the right fielder adjusted a little bit is Tenna. He will make the play. Tenna went back when Ford wasn't really sure what was going on. Either way, he makes the catch. Two outs now as here comes the left fielder in Nathan Nankill. Nankill reached on an error back in the second inning. 8-0 Grizzlies here in the bottom of the fourth. Kaminska. Here comes the pitch. And a breaking ball that is just low outside, apparently. The count at 1-0. And for Kaminska, he has retired 8 in a row as that one is fouled off. And technically, if you count an error as being retired technically because it is an out, he has not allowed a single or a base hit since the first inning. That was a one-out single in the first. And a ground ball, and there you go. Broadcaster jinx right there. A single for Nankill into right field. Tenna will throw the ball in. So Nankill has reached both times. Just the second hit allowed by Kaminska. And now it's Darlin Montero. Montero 0-1. Two outs here in the bottom of the fourth inning. And here comes manager Steve Solis, and they will make a pitching change as they want to get the ball to their bullpen. We'll be back right after this.
Grab the keys to a new fuel-efficient Toyota. Take on this new season in California with incredible MPG and peace of mind. Toyota has more hybrids and plug-in hybrids than any other brand. So hit the road with fewer fill-ups and legendary dependability. Right now, get incredible 0% APR financing for 72 months or choose a low lease on the all-electric 2023 bZ4X. Toyota, let's go places. Offer available through TFS to buyers with premium-rated credit at $430.24.
Celebrate the history of America's pastime at the National Baseball Hall of Fame and Museum in Cooperstown. See priceless treasures that will bring your baseball memories to life. Connect with events that shape and change the game and our country. And relive the careers of legends who have earned the greatest honor in sports. Our stories to tell, your memories to share. Plan your family visit today at baseballhall.org.
Grab the keys to a new Toyota. Explore more this season in California with Toyota's legendary reliability. Shop a wide selection of cars, trucks, and SUVs, including more hybrids and plug-in hybrids than any other brand. Right now, get low 3.99% APR financing on the spacious Highlander, or check out great lease deals on the stylish Camry, sporty Corolla, and dynamic RAV4. Toyota, let's go places. Offer available on 2024 models through TFS to buyers with premium-rated credit, excludes hybrids and Sport 3024.
They say consistency is the key to success. They weren't wrong. So how about grabbing a beer that's consistently smooth?
Welcome back to Stockton, California, here at Banner Island Ballpark. Bottom of the fourth inning still. Ain't nothing, the Grizzlies lead the Ports. Braden Carmichael will look to finish the inning, and he picks off the runner at first. Carmichael doesn't even throw a pitch, and we're out of the frame. He picks off the base runner, Nankill, and that ends the fourth. We head to the fifth inning, all Grizzlies right now. We'll be back right after this.
This summer, we're going from minor league baseball to major fun. Whether you're just stopping by or looking for that grand slam getaway, Wyndham rewards everyone. Start earning points on your next qualified by Wyndham hotel stay and redeem them for minor league baseball tickets and experiences all summer long. Not a Wyndham rewards member? Join for free at WyndhamRewards.com. Restrictions apply. Visit WyndhamRewards.com for more details.
There's a weekend in July where the baseball world revolves around a village in upstate New York. Hall of Fame Induction Weekend in Cooperstown is an unforgettable experience full of family-friendly activities and memorable moments. Make your plans today for July 19th through the 22nd for the induction of Adrian Beltre, Todd Helton, Jim Leland, and Joe Mauer, the class of 2024. Visit baseballhall.org today for the entire schedule. See you in Cooperstown.
This summer, we're going from minor league baseball to major fun. Whether you're just stopping by or looking for that grand slam getaway, Wyndham rewards everyone. Start earning points on your next qualified by Wyndham hotel stay and redeem them for minor league baseball tickets and experiences all summer long. Not a Wyndham rewards member? Join for free at WyndhamRewards.com. Restrictions apply. Visit WyndhamRewards.com for more details.
Welcome back to Stockton, California, here at Banner Island Ballpark. We're in the top of the fifth inning, 8-0. Fresno leads Stockton. As Fadjo Cruz will lead things off, and he grounds one foul. The count now at 1-1. Diego Barrera still on the bump for Stockton. As the Grizzlies trying to get some more offense going, and Cruz fouls it off. The count at 1-2. You're in the top of the fifth inning. So Braden Carmichael comes in and he picks off the runner at first. Doesn't even throw a pitch to get out of that last half inning. So final line for Jace Kaminska. 3 2/3 innings. 2 hits, no runs, no walks, 4 Ks. So Kaminska, 2 scoreless outings to start his Fresno career. As Cruz looks at called strike 3 on the pitch on the outside part of the plate. And that is the first out. First strikeout for Barrera, 3rd overall for Ports pitching, and it's now Darius Perry who's 0-1 with a walk and a run. Manco Abner Looper Vaughn's apartment, Homes of the Dominion, is raising the standards where people live, work, and play. Located at 1325 East Fox Hill Drive, Le Provence is one of Fresno's most luxurious 1 and 2 bedroom apartments. Visit their website at leprovenceapts.com and come discover the provincial lifestyle that is waiting for you. We thank Minko Abbott and Le Provence for being a proud partner of your Fresno Grizzlies here in the top of the fifth. As that pitch is inside, count now at 3-0 to Darius Perry. Here on April 16th, Tuesday morning, game one of six between the Grizzlies and Ports. As Perry sees a called strike, the count now at 3-1. Very warm morning, sunscreen has been lathered on. Sunglasses being worn as here comes the 3-1 to Perry. From Barrera. And Perry fouls it off. Count now at 3-2. 8-0 Fresno here in the top of the fifth inning. Like to give a shout out to the Grizzlies front office tuning in this morning. Also give a shout out to Dominic Lorenz and his family tuning in back in Huntington Beach as there is a walk to Darius Perry. Second walk for Perry, and that is the ninth walk towards Fresno's offense. And speaking of Huntington Beach, they just finished up a tournament. Big shout out to Dominic Lorenz calling games. And the guy sitting next to me right now, our Grizzlies and Rockies technology assistant, and Ryan Zuanich, joining us. As there's a called strike to Luis Mendez. He is a product of Huntington Beach High School. Let's count at 0-1. Here comes the pitch from Barrera to Mendez in the lefty-lefty matchup. And a ground ball softly hit. This could be 2-4-6-3 with the backhand from the second baseman is made. Good play from the Ports defense, and that ends the fifth inning. We head to the bottom of the fifth. Big shout-out as well to Aaron Provencio tuning in as well, the Grizzlies photographer. We'll be back right after this.
Grab the keys to a new Toyota. Explore more this season in California with Toyota's legendary reliability. Shop a wide selection of cars, trucks, and SUVs, including more hybrids and plug-in hybrids than any other brand. Right now, get low 3.99% APR financing on the spacious Highlander, or check out great lease deals on the stylish Camry, sporty Corolla, and dynamic RAV4. Toyota, let's go places. Offer available on 2024 models through TFS to buyers with premium-rated credit, excludes hybrids and Sport 3024.
They say consistency is the key to success. They weren't wrong. So how about grabbing a beer that's consistently smooth, consistently refreshing, and consistently light? You might just find that the road to success can be pretty enjoyable. Michelob Ultra, the perfect balance of taste and refreshment, and only 2.6 carbs and 95 calories. It's only worth it if you enjoy it. Enjoy responsibly. Anheuser-Busch Michelob Ultra Light Beer, St. Louis, Missouri.
Watch me now.
Listen up, baseball fans. The Bally Live app is your home for everything MILB. Download the app today and watch every single MILB game absolutely free. Chat and interact with other fans. Play daily games and win prizes. Plus, you'll get access to the MILB Zone, where you can follow your favorite MILB players and teams all season long. So step up to the plate and download the Bally Live app today.
There's a weekend in July where the baseball world revolves around a village in upstate New York. Hall of Fame Induction Weekend in Cooperstown is an unforgettable experience full of family-friendly activities and memorable moments. Make your plans today for July 19th through the 22nd for the induction of Adrian Beltre, Todd Helton, Jim Leland, and Joe Mauer.
Welcome back to Stockton, California, here at Banner Island Ballpark. Bottom of the fifth inning, 8-0 Fresno leads Stockton, as Darlin Montero will lead things off, and the pitch is swung on and fouled off. The count at 0-1, and the new pitcher is left-hander Isaiah Coupe in a clean inning. The piggyback roll for Coupe coming out of the bullpen. As here comes the 0-1 from the left-hander. And a breaking ball, and that's a called strike. The count at 0-2. So Braden Carmichael did not even throw a pitch, and he gets one out, and his day is done. As here's the 0-2, breaking ball in the dirt. And did he go? No, he did not. The count at 1-2 as Perry applied the tag to Montero before even checking. count at 1 and 2. And I had to ask my dad who's listening, hello, Dad, in Colorado Springs, Colorado, count at 1 and 2, if the reliever or the starter gets recorded for the out as that pitch is fouled off. Because if you look at a box score and you see the guy has 0 pitches but has an out, you're a little bit confused. Well, the starter was also the one who allowed the runner on. New pitcher comes in, inning ends, just like it was for Carmichael. Does the out give the starting pitcher, Kaminska, or does the out go as here's a fly ball to deep right field, and that ball is gone. A home run for Darlin Montero. We said he had tons of power, and he takes a home run right there off of Isaiah Coupe. And it's now 8-1 off the home run for Montero. So Coupe allows the run. That's just the third hit for Stockton, and now it's Pedro Pineda who's 0-1. But so would the out go to Kaminska or would it go to Carmichael? Well, Carmichael is the one who recorded, so he will get the out towards his line. But it's a very weird box score, and I've been to a lot of games in my life, and I don't think I've seen that. So now it's Pedro Pineda, and that is a called strike. No outs here in the bottom of the fifth inning. 8-1 now, Frezel leads Stockton as Coupe allows the home run. And it's in the dirt. The count now at 1-1. Isaiah Coupe, the left-handed pitcher, drafted by the Rockies in the fourth round of the 2023 draft out of Ohio State. Here's the 1-1. Breaking ball in there. Oh, it just missed. Count it 2-1. That looked good on my end. But apparently it was down. So 2 balls and 1 strike. Coupe was part of the Grizzlies' bullpen at the end of last year. So here's a fly ball out to left center field. Long run for Hobson. And like a gazelle, glides to the ball for the out. One away now. And you can tell from the swing from Pineda, he was way out in front of that breaking ball from Coupe. As here comes the DH and Carlos Franco, and that's because Coupe can generate more than 3,000 RPMs on both his slider and curveball, which is about the 99th percentile among pitchers in baseball. Here comes the pitch from Coupe, swung on and missed by Franco, the count at 0-1. So what is RPMs? It's something that maybe not a lot of people know exactly what it is, but it's revolutions per minute, which is the rate of spin after releasing the ball. It's the amount of spin changes and where it ends up, the trajectory of it. An MLB average for an RPM on a slider is 2,400, and on a curveball is about 2,510 RPMs. Well, Coupe around 3,000, as that's a line drive out to left field, and it's caught by the left fielder and Cruz for the second out. And here comes B.J. Cook, who's 0-1. And just based off the swings we've seen from Stockton, they're trying to get out in front of those breaking balls, but lining out to those outfielders. And so Isaiah Coupe, with that 3,000 spin on both the curveball and slider, where he received a lot of misses in spring, it's about the 99th percentile. So it's something that you don't see often in baseball, and the Rockies have a gem here in Coupe. 1 ball and no strikes. And a ground ball is shot down the right field line and a base hit into the right field corner. And B.J. Cook can run. He rounds first. He's headed to second. Cook looking for 3. He will head into third base with a stand-up 2-out triple. So B.J. Cook, the second hit allowed by Coupe. Now runner third with 2 outs for Ryan Lasko. Ryan Lasko is 0-2. As Lasko struck out in the first and lined out in the third. And again, back on the breaking ball for Stockton against Coupe. They drove the ball out to right field. Here comes the pitch to Lasko from Coupe. And it is high, the count at 1-0. Coupe wears number 11 on the back of his gray jersey, is 6'1", 190 pounds, just 21 years old from Hazelcrest, Illinois. Here's the 1-0, and a line drive, and it is caught by the second baseman, Mendez, who leaped up and stayed up to make the play and end the inning. but Darlin Montero, a solo home run, and the Grizzlies still lead 8-1. We head to the top of the sixth inning. The Grizzlies lead. We'll be back right after this.
Grab the keys to a new Toyota. Explore more this season in California with Toyota's legendary reliability. Shop a wide selection of cars, trucks, and SUVs, including more hybrids and plug-in hybrids than any other brand. Right now, get low 3.99% APR financing on the spacious Highlander, or check out great lease deals on the stylish Camry, sporty Corolla, and dynamic RAV4. Toyota, let's go places. Offer available on 2024 models through TFS to buyers with premium-rated credit, excludes hybrids and Sport 3024.
They say consistency is the key to success. They weren't wrong. So how about grabbing a beer that's consistently smooth, consistently refreshing, and consistently light? You might just find that the road to success can be pretty enjoyable. Michelob Ultra, the perfect balance of taste and refreshment, and only 2.6 carbs and 95 calories. It's only worth it if you enjoy it. Enjoy responsibly. Anheuser-Busch Michelob Ultra Light Beer, St. Louis, Missouri.
Watch me now.
Listen up, baseball fans. The Bally Live app is your home for everything MILB. Download the app today and watch every single MILB game absolutely free. Chat and interact with other fans. Play daily games and win prizes. Plus, you'll get access to the MILB Zone, where you can follow your favorite MILB players and teams all.
Welcome back to Banner Island Ballpark here in Stockton, California. Top of the sixth inning, 8-1, Frezzo leads Stockton, as the first pitch is a called strike on the outside part of the plate to Caleb Hobson. Hobson, a sacrifice fly out in the second inning, and a walk in the third. Here's the 0-1, outside the count now, 1-1. Hey, Grizzlies fans, all season long, Pete and Jerry's Home Run Aches, the official ache partner of Minor League Baseball, invites you to show off your excellent moves in the Shelly's Shake Your Tail Feather Dance-Off for your chance to win free eggs. Pete and Jerry's eggs are in a league of their own. Their hens are free to frolic under sunny skies on small family farms, laying eggs with impeccable taste and quality. Find them at your local supermarket and bring them home today. We thank Pete and Jerry's for being a proud partner of your Fresno Grizzlies and Minor League Baseball here in the top of the sixth. Here comes the pitch to Hobson. It is outside. The count now runs full. 3-2. Here in the top of the sixth inning as the Grizzlies start a six-game series here against the Stockton Ports. The Grizzlies 61-23 all-time against the Ports as that pitch is fouled off. And the year that really made it for Fresno was in 2022, where the Grizzlies went 26-4 against the Ports. Here comes the 3-2. That's inside, ball four. And a leadoff walk for Hobson, who still has a sacrifice fly and 2 walks. And that is 10 walks this afternoon for Fresno. As here comes Aiden Longwell, 1-for-3, an RBI single, and a run scored. I was back in the second inning. As here comes the first pitch, and that is a called strike to Longwell to count it 0-1. But Fresno in that 2022 season had a plus 123 run differential, 239-116. Those 26 wins, is that pitch inside of Longwell? Count it 1-1. Broke the team record for Fresno for the most victories against an opponent in a single season. Here's the 1-1. And it is a called strike. The count at 1-2. Good pitch from the left-hander in Barrera. So 1-2 now. Here is the delivery from the left-hander. And Longwell fouls it off to the left side. Spoils that pitch. The count at 1-2. And just received a text message. Are the Ports really bad control-wise today, or are the Grizzlies just doing a great job with their plate discipline? And it's kind of a mix of both. As here's the 1-2, and that pitch will hit Aiden Longwell. It looked like a breaking ball that never broke, and Longwell went to swing initially, expecting movement, and it never moved. So the ball hits Longwell, and it's a hit-by-pitch. Up to second goes Hobson. So the first hit by pitch for Fresno. So So runners at first and second and no outs for Braylon Wimmer, who scored twice. Now, a pitch like that, the control is not there, but the Grizzlies have done a great job understanding the strike zone. They have not been swinging at a lot of bad pitches in this game. The Grizzlies, though, coming into today's game, they had 36 walks over their last five contests. Will now make it 46 over the last 10, or last six, as here's a ground ball, 5-4-3, a double play. As they go back to third to try to get the triple play, and in there safely is Hobson, and Wimmer's retired. So third base, second base to first, 5-4-3 on the double play. Longwell a part of that, and up to third, Hobson. So two outs, runner at third for Andy Perez, who hit a grand slam in the second inning. That was a seven-run frame for Fresno, as it counted 0-1 to Andy Perez. But the Grizzlies have been walking a lot this year. As we said, 46 walks over their last six contests. They have 59 walks on the year, which is first in the California League, and one of the best in minor league baseball. Now, the Grizzlies were ranked 24th before a couple rainouts in all of minor league baseball, and they led single A, high A, and double A as Perez flies one out to left field, but it is playable for the left fielder in Nankill, and that will end the inning. The Grizzlies come up empty despite putting a couple base runners on. 8-1 as we head to the bottom of the sixth. You'll see Grizzlies baseball and stream, guys. FresnoGrizzlies.com, the Bally Live app, and MILB TV.
Watch me now.
Listen up, baseball fans. The Bally Live app is your home for everything MILB. Download the app today and watch every single MILB game absolutely free. Chat and interact with other fans. Play daily games and win prizes. Plus, you'll get access to the MILB Zone, where you can follow your favorite MILB players and teams all season long. So step up to the plate and download the Bally Live app today.
This summer, we're going from minor league baseball to major fun. Whether you're just stopping by or looking for that grand slam getaway, Wyndham rewards everyone. Start earning points on your next qualified by Wyndham hotel stay and redeem them for minor league baseball tickets and experiences all summer long. Not a Wyndham rewards member? Join for free at WyndhamRewards.com. Restrictions apply. Visit WyndhamRewards.com for more details.
There is a weekend in July where the baseball world revolves around a village in upstate New York. Hall of Fame Induction Weekend in Cooperstown is an unforgettable experience full of family-friendly activities and memorable moments. Make your plans today for July 19th through the 22nd for the induction of Adrian Beltre, Todd Helton, Jim Leland, and Joe Mauer, the class of 2024. Visit baseballhall.org today for the entire schedule. See you in Cooperstown.
Welcome back to Banner Island Ballpark here in Stockton, California. Bottom of the sixth inning, 8-1 Fresno leads Stockton. As Cole Kahn, who's 1-for-2, will lead things off against Isaiah Coupe. The left-hander winds and deals. Here's the pitch, and that is low for a ball and inside as well. The count at 1-ball and no strikes. Isaiah Coupe made the start on April 6th at San Jose. He went four innings of work, as here's a high pop-up. This is drifting on the infield, and it's Braylon Wimmer halfway between home and third makes the play for the first out. So one away now, as here comes the shortstop, Miles Naylor. He's 0-for-2. Coupe, four innings, six hits, two runs, two earned runs, one walk, four Ks in that start. And now against the Ports here. As here comes the pitch from the left-hander in Coupe. And check swing, did he go around? He did not. The count at 1-0. As we said, a fourth-round draft pick by the Rockies out of Ohio State last year. Pitched there for three seasons, making 24 starts over 33 games. That is swung on and missed. The count at 1-1. Went to Homewood Flossmoor High School in Flossmoor, Illinois, a suburb of Chicago. Mark Burley was his favorite player growing up, as there is a beautiful curveball in there, and that is a called strike. Son of Ernst and Carol Coupe, his dad is from Haiti, as that swung on a miss in the dirt, and the tag applied from Perry. He is out. Perry, nice move from his crouch position to make the play. So that is a strikeout on the tag. And for Coupe, that is his first strikeout of the afternoon. So two outs now for Luke Mann, who's 0 for 2. But Coupe, C-O-U-P-E-T, it is French. First name Isaiah, as that is away in the count of 1-0. Here in the bottom of the sixth inning, Grizzlies lead 8-1. Coupe ready to go again. Here comes the 1-0. And that is a called strike. The count at 1-1. Smaller frame for Coupe. He's still only 21 years old. Still will grow into his body type. But a guy who can be a starter and a really good lefty reliever down the line for the Rockies. As there's another good breaking ball. The count at 1-2. Because of the breaking ball alone, this is a guy who has big league stuff here at single A. 1-2. We'll go back to breaking ball right here. It's outside. Count at 2-2. As Coupe trying to get out of the inning without any damage. 8-1. 2-2. Here comes the pitch. And it is just outside. And Coupe started walking towards the dugout. Now 3-2. So 3-2. Here comes the pitch to Mann. And a breaking ball check swing. Did he go around? He did not. And Perry not happy with that as Mann checked his swing. And it is a walk. First walk by Fresno pitching this afternoon. So a two-out walk will bring up Nathan Nankill, who's been the only Ports batter to reach base twice. Reached on an error and singled his last time to the dish. Four night games over the next couple of games for Fresno and Stockton, as there is a called strike, the count at 0-1, and then we'll have a 2:09 first pitch on Sunday. 2:09, of course, is the area code for Stockton. They paid tribute to that. So pitch is low, count at 1-1, but 7:05 the next couple of nights. Hope you can join us. The Grizzlies will be back home next Tuesday. They will have their first Making the Grade Kids game at 11:05 and against the San Jose Giants at Chuck Chansey Park. Here comes the 1-1 from Coupe and a ground ball to Wimmer. Wimmer will go the short way to second, and that will end the inning. 8-1 Fresno as we head to the seventh. You're listening to Grizzlies Baseball on stream, guys. FresnoGrizzlies.com, the Bally Live app, and MILB TV.
Watch me now.
Listen up, baseball fans. The Bally Live app is your home for everything MILB. Download the app today and watch every single MILB game absolutely free. Chat and interact with other fans. Play daily games and win prizes. Plus, you'll get access to the MILB Zone, where you can follow your favorite MILB players and teams all season long. So step up to the plate and download the Bally Live app today.
Grab the keys to a new Toyota. Explore more this season in California with Toyota's legendary reliability. Shop a wide selection of cars, trucks, and SUVs, including more hybrids and plug-in hybrids than any other brand. Right now, get low 3.99% APR financing on the spacious Highlander, or check out great lease deals on the stylish Camry, sporty Corolla, and dynamic RAV4. Toyota, let's go places. Offer available on 2024 models through TFS to buyers with premium-rated credit, excludes hybrids and Sport 3024.
They say consistency is the key to success. They weren't wrong. So how about grabbing a beer that's consistently smooth, consistently refreshing, and consistently light? You might just find that the road to success can be pretty enjoyable. Michelob Ultra, the perfect balance of taste and refreshment, and only 2.6 carbs and 95 calories. It's only worth it if you enjoy it. Enjoy responsibly. Anheuser-Busch Michelob Ultra Light Beer, St. Louis, Missouri.
Grab the keys to a new fuel-efficient Toyota. Take on this new season in California with incredible MPG and peace of mind. Toyota has more hybrids and plug-in hybrids than any other brand, so hit the road with fewer fill-ups and legendary dependability.
Welcome back to Banner Island Ballpark here in Stockton, California. Top of the seventh inning, 8-1 Fresno leads Stockton. As Jake Snyder will lead things off, and the first pitch is outside from Tom Reisinger. R-E-I-S-I-N-G-E-R, Reisinger. Here comes the 1-0 from the right-hander, and Snyder, wave and a miss. Count at 1-1. Hey, Fresno, are you ready to party? Tequila Fest returns to Chicchansey Park on Friday, May 17th. Here's the 1-1, and it's outside count at 2-1. Catch T-Pain and Busta Rhymes live as one of the biggest concerts of the year comes to downtown Fresno. Join in on the fun and check out incredible live music, local food trucks and vendors, and of course, lots of tequila. General admission and VIP tickets are on sale now at TequilaFestFresno.com. Or you can come on down to the Chicchansey Park ticket office. As that pitch is inside, now full 3-2. We will see you at Chicchansey Park for Tequila Fest on May 17th. Here comes the 3-2 to Jake Snyder. And Snyder spoils that one foul. Heads up over there for the fans getting food. Here in the top of the seventh inning here on April 16th. Here comes the 3-2 once again to Snyder. Outside, ball four, and Snyder walks for the second time. He also has an RBI after a ground out earlier in the contest. So another walk, that is 11 walks for Fresno hitting. And now we'll bring up Felix Tena, who's 0-2 with a walk and a run. Tena, a very good eye back in the second inning. He started all the fun for the Grizzlies, who scored 7 of their 8 runs in that second inning. Tena, as we said, a youngster with tons of promise in this Rockies system. Here's a hard ground ball, and it's off the shortstop Naylor's glove, who ranged towards between short and third and could not make the play. Tena will have a single. Snyder up to second. And Fresno, that's just their fourth hit, as Reisinger gives up the hit, and now it's Fajiro Cruz here in the seventh. As the Grizzlies lead 8-1. So Cruz now 0-2. He also had a walk and a run, just like Tena. 4 hits for Fresno. They have 8 runs, but they've also walked 11 times as Cruz swing and a miss. The count at 0-1. Fajiro Cruz at the dish. Cruz is 23 years old from San Cristobal, Dominican Republic. Here's the 0-1, and that is outside. The count at 1-1 against Reisinger. 6'3", 215 pounds, a 10th round draft pick by the Athletics in 2023. And like a lot of these Ports pitchers, he's also out on the East Coast. He is from Pennsylvania. Culpmont, to be exact. 1-1, as time called by Cruz, and Reisinger back on the bump. Runner at second is Snyder, tons of speed. Tena, the runner at first, he's got good speed as well. Here comes the 1-1 with no outs, pitch to Cruz. And that is fouled off at the end of the bat, count now at 1-2. Get ready to make a splash at Chicchansey Gold and kickstart your summer adventure with the $600,000 Party on the Pontoon and Jet Ski Giveaway. Here comes the pitch to Cruz once again, the count at 1-2. Reisinger, here it is, breaking ball, called strike 3. And Cruz down on strikes. First strikeout for Reisinger, first out of the inning. And now Darius Perry, 0-1 with a pair of walks. Play and earn entries for your chance to snap your share of over $43,000 in cash drawings every Thursday and Friday. Then speed on in Friday, April 26th for your chance to win the sizzling hot grand prize, a new pontoon or jet ski. Let the splash games begin only at Chicchansey Gold Resort and Casino. Here's the pitch to Perry, and he takes it high. The count at 1-0. We thank Chicchansey Gold Resort and Casino for being a proud partner of your Fresno Grizzlies here in the top of the seventh inning. As Perry trying to do some damage right here. Runners at first and second with one out, and Perry lines it right back to the netting. If there was no net right there, that ball's right back in the booth. Count of one ball and one strike. Low nets as compared to a lot of other ballparks in the California League here at Banner Island Ballpark. Banner Island Ballpark. Nice venue that continues to grow here in Stockton. As that's outside, the count at 2-1. Nice crowd on hand here for Tuesday morning / afternoon baseball. As the Grizzlies lead 8-1 here in the top of the seventh inning. Here comes the 2-1 offering from Reisinger. And it gets away from the catcher on the wild pitch. Up to third goes Snyder. Tanner will follow suit. He heads to second. Reisinger's ball way up in the zone, and the catcher, Kahn, really did not have a chance here. 300 feet to left field. If you go all the way over across the diamonds, here's a mound visit between Kahn and the pitcher and Reisinger. But if you go all the way over as well, too, right field about the same length. Very small ballpark, so you'll see a lot of home runs here, especially if the wind is blowing out. So three balls, one strike now to Perry. Here's the pitch, and Perry flies one out to right field. That ball is coming in to the right fielder. The play will be made, and Snyder will not tag up. Snyder took a couple soft steps but decided against it, and Perry's retired for the second out. Goes F9, so two outs now, and it'll be Luis Mendez. Mendez, a pair of walks. He's also hit into a double play. Runners at second and third with two outs. But a very small ballpark as compared to Chicxulub Park, for instance, in terms of size to the outfield. Here's the pitch, and Mendez, breaking ball inside, and he had to ole out of the way. The count at 1-0. For Luis Mendez, hitting in the 8th hole tonight. One ball and no strikes to Mendez. Here comes the pitch. Long pause, and Mendez takes it outside. The count at 2 balls and no strikes. Here at Banner Island Ballpark. Made in 2005, holds about 5,200. Here comes the 2-0 to Mendez outside, now 3-0, and the Grizzlies just taking what the Ports have been giving them pitching-wise. 11 walks, they only have 4 hits, but lead 8-1. Here comes the 3-0 to Luis Mendez, and a high pop-up. This is drifting out to shallow left field, long run for everybody, and the ball is caught by Nankill on the run to end the inning. The Grizzlies come up empty, as they still lead 8-1. Time to stretch here in Stockton. We'll be back.
Grab the keys to a new fuel-efficient Toyota. Take on this new season in California with incredible MPG and peace of mind. Toyota has more hybrids and plug-in hybrids than any other brand. So hit the road with fewer fill-ups and legendary dependability. Right now, get incredible 0% APR financing for 72 months or choose a low lease on the all-electric 2023 bZ4X. Toyota. Let's go places. Offer available through TFS to buyers with premium-rated credit ends 4/30/24.
Celebrate the history of America's pastime at the National Baseball Hall of Fame and Museum in Cooperstown. See priceless treasures that will bring your baseball memories to life. Connect with events that shape and change the game and our country. And relive the careers of legends who have earned the greatest honor in sports. Our stories to tell, your memories to share. Plan your family visit today at baseballhall.org.
Grab the keys to a new Toyota. Explore more this season in California with Toyota's legendary reliability. Shop a wide selection of cars, trucks, and SUVs, including more hybrids and plug-in hybrids than any other brand. Right now, get low 3.99% APR financing on the spacious Highlander. Or check out great lease deals on the stylish Camry, sporty Corolla, and dynamic RAV4. Toyota, let's go places. Offer available on 2024 models through TFS to buyers with premium-rated credit. Excludes hybrids and 4/30/24.
Welcome back to Banner Island Ballpark here in Stockton, California. We're in the bottom of the seventh inning, 8-1 Fresno leads Stockton. As Darlin Montero, who homered last time off Coupe, will battle him here. Here comes Coupe's first pitch, and it is a called strike. The count at 0-1. Now, earlier in the game, Braden Carmichael just pitched a third of an inning without throwing a pitch. He picked off a runner at first to end the frame. As that pitch is fouled off, the count at 1-1. And my dad was listening a little bit earlier. Don't know if he's still listening, but he sent me a story about how unique that play really is about picking off a runner and seeing the line with no pitches. Well, according to my dad, he pitched 8 2/3 innings in game one of a doubleheader, was taken out with runners on first and third. The reliever picked off the runner as Montero swing and a miss. Second strikeout for Coupe. That's the first out of the inning. It'll bring up the right fielder, Pedro Pineda. Well, the team scored the next half inning, and the pitcher got a win without throwing a pitch, which is pretty unbelievable. So now it's Pineda. Here comes the pitch from Coupe, and it's fouled off. The count at 0-1. So just a unique scenario we saw earlier here at Banner Island Ballpark. And every time you come to the ballpark, you'll see something new or something that is unique. As that pitch is outside, the count at 1-1. And we want you guys to be able to come on down to Chansey Park for the rest of this season. Lots of promotions, a lot of great different events going on. Not only Tequila Fest, as we talked about earlier, the Savannah Bananas will be in town for 3 games. And, of course, you can come watch some Grizzlies baseball as well. Lots of great promotions. Halfway to Halloween on Friday, April 26th. As here's a fly ball out to center field. Racing back is Hobson. He looks like he just takes a couple steps, and he's right there for the out. Two outs now as here comes the DH in Carlos Franco, who's 0-2, and Pineda retired. But a lot of great options to come watch your Grizzlies. Grab your tickets now at FresnoGrizzlies.com or come on down to the Chansey Park box office and we can help you out. Here in the bottom of the seventh inning, 8-1 Fresno leads Stockton. As here's a fly ball foul, the count at 0-1 here in the bottom of the seventh. And Yellow Dog Signs and Graphics is your one-stop shop for all custom-made signs, banners, wraps, and graphics here in the Central Valley. When you choose Yellow Dog, you're choosing premium, high-quality products and excellent customer service, all at a competitive price point. That's a good breaking ball in there from Coupe. The count at 0-2. Here it is. Swung on and missed. And Coupe a 1-2-3 with a pair of strikeouts. You can visit yellowdoggraphics.com to request a free quote or give them a call at 559-435-6263 today. Yellow Dog Graphics, bring your Yellow Dog Signs and Graphics, bring your best ideas to life. We head to the eighth. We'll be back right after this.
There's a weekend in July where the baseball world revolves around a village in upstate New York. Hall of Fame Induction Weekend in Cooperstown is an unforgettable experience full of family-friendly activities and memorable moments. Make your plans today for July 19th through the 22nd for the induction of Adrian Beltre, Todd Helton, Jim Leland, and Joe Mauer, the class of 2024. Visit baseballhall.org today for the entire schedule. See you in Cooperstown.
Grab the keys to a new fuel-efficient Toyota. Take on this new season in California with incredible MPG and peace of mind. Toyota has more hybrids and plug-in hybrids than any other brand, so hit the road with fewer fill-ups and legendary dependability. Right now, get incredible 0% APR financing for 72 months or choose a low lease on the all-electric 2023 bZ4X. Toyota, let's go places. Offer available through TFS to buyers with premium-rated credit ends 4/30/24.
Celebrate the history of America's pastime at the National Baseball Hall of Fame and Museum in Cooperstown. See priceless treasures that will bring your baseball memories to life. Connect with events that shape and change the game and our country. And relive the careers of legends who have earned the greatest honor in sports. Our stories to tell, your memories to share. Plan your family visit today at baseballhall.org.
Yeah.
Welcome back to Stockton, California, here at Banner Island Ballpark. Top of the eighth inning, 8-1 Fresno leads Stockton, as Caleb Hobson will lead things off here in the eighth. It's right-hander Tom Reisinger, and Hobson, a check swing down the right field line, the count at 0-1. It was one of those check swings where you don't want to swing, you don't want to swing, oh, I swung. Kind of hits, the count at 0-1. Here comes the next pitch to Hobson, and a breaking ball outside, the count at 1-1. Hobson, a sacrifice fly in the second inning. A pair of walks after that. That was in the third and the sixth inning. Here comes the 1-1. And a foul ball. The count now at 1-2 from Reisinger. 6'3", 215 pounds for Reisinger. Wears number 21 on the back of his Caballos de Stockton jersey. Here comes the 1-2 now from Reisinger. And a high chopper. Hobson has wheels, though. Reisinger picks it up. The throw to first is late, and Hobson is there. Caleb Hobson showing off the wheels. He is at first base. It should be a single for Hobson. And if so, it's the fifth hit for Fresno. As here comes the first baseman in Aiden Longwell. Longwell is 1-for-3, was hit by a pitch his last time up. As they have not ruled a hit or an error yet on the play. As Longwell fouls it off, the count at 0-1. We'll see what they list it as. There was a tough play for Reisinger as the ball was hit just between third and home. It is a single for Hobson. As here comes the 0-1 to Longwell. And the count now at 1-1. Aiden Longwell, RBI single back in the second. That was a 7-run second inning for the Grizzlies. They have not looked back since. Here comes the 1-1. And a line drive foul. And the count now at 1-2. Stay tuned for the postgame show. We'll give you a wrap-up of today's game and what to expect tomorrow night. The Grizzlies would love to add some insurance runs right here. Aiden Longwell wants to be the beneficiary of that. Here comes the 1-2. Outside, count now at 2-2. Again, Yellow Dog Signs and Graphics is your one-stop shop for all custom-made signs, banners, wraps, and graphics here in the Central Valley. When you choose Yellow Dog, you're choosing premium, high-quality products, and excellent customer service, all at a competitive price point. Here's the 2-2. Outside, now 3-2. You can visit yellowdoggraphics.com to request a free quote or give them a call at 559-435-6263 today. Yellow Dog Signs and Graphics, bring your best ideas to life here in the top of the eighth. As Longwell fly ball out to center field, but right at the center fielder in Lasco, who will make the play for the first out, and Longwell is retired. Now third baseman Braylon Wimmer will stride to the plate here in the top of the eighth inning. And we thank Yellow Dog Signs and Graphics for being a proud partner of your Fresno Grizzlies. So now Wimmer with a runner at first and one out, and Hobson ready to go at first. And Wimmer takes a pitch way outside, the count at 1-0. Braylon Wimmer, great power we saw in San Jose. He hasn't launched a home run since then, so he is due for one right here. As that pitch runs inside, the count at 2-0. Against Inland Empire, the 66ers pitched inside plentiful to Wimmer to the point where I think Wimmer was tired of being pitched inside. So when he saw that first pitch run outside, I think he was shocked. Went right back inside a little bit high. The count now at 3-0. Here in the top of the eighth inning, Grizzlies trying to finish off a Tuesday win. Here comes a 3-0. Inside, ball four, high and in, and Wimmer will walk. Hobson will waltz over to second. Wimmer to first after another walk. 12 walks for Fresno's batting. And now Andy Perez. Perez 1-for-4, a grand slam in the second inning. The most recent guy to hit a grand slam was Cole Carrig last season in Visalia. And it was the only Grand Slam last year for Fresno as well. And Cole Carrick. And that was so late into the season that the Grizzlies didn't think they were going to have one. That's how long that home run wait was. Cole Carrick's Grand Slam came on August 31st at Visalia in the 10th inning. It was the go-ahead homer in a Grizzlies win. And now just 8 games into this season, Fresno has one already thanks to Andy Perez. Who was on that team last year as well. Grizzlies scoring 7 runs in the second. There comes the pitch to Perez with runners at first and second and one out. Outside the count at 1-0. The Grizzlies 7 runs in that first or in that second inning, though, as well. And Fresno offensively has looked very good at this ballpark. Here comes the 1-0. And Perez ground ball to the first base, and it goes off the glove of Montero. This will head into shallow right field. It will score 1 run, and Caleb Hobson up to third goes Wimmer. We'll see if it's a single or an error. It's a hard hit ball. Wimmer to third. Hobson comes in to score, making it now 9-1 Fresno. Perez will reach. So it is a run no matter what. Now the question is if it's a hit or an error. And Jake Snyder to the dish, 0-for-2 with a pair of walks. Here's a pitch to Snyder, and that's a high pop-up. That's drifting out to shallow left field. Long run by the shortstop, and Naylor, he makes the play. And that is the second out of the inning. And it's a fielding error by Montero. So E3... So that means no RBI for Perez. And that run should also be unearned for Reisinger. So runners at the corners here with 2 outs. And it's Felix Tena. Here comes the pitch to Tena. And that is a check swing. And he did go around the count at 0-1. By the way, Jake Snyder's 2 walks. I know he just had 1 pitch before he swung, but Snyder, with that walk right there, has 13 walks this season in just 8 games. Check swing from Tena. He did not go around the count at 1-1. But last year, the Grizzlies, they scored 12 runs in the 8th inning here at Banner Island Ballpark. That was on May 7th, as that swung on and missed the count at 1-2. Most runs in Grizzlies franchise history for runs in a single inning. They scored 7 in the second. So now the count of 1-2 to Tena. Runners at the corners with 2 outs. It's 9-1 Grizzlies. Check swing. Did he go around? He did not. The count now at 2-2. So 2 balls and 2 strikes. As Felix Tena trying to score the 10th run for Fresno. Here comes the 2-2 from Reisinger, and it's outside, and the count now full 3-2, and once the ball is thrown, Andy Perez will take off for second. The runner at third is Braylon Wimmer. Here comes the pitch from Reisinger, and Tena, fly ball out to center field, racing back to center fielder, and it is caught on the run by Lasco to end the inning. The Grizzlies do score a run. Caleb Hobson, an infield single. He comes around to score on an error. 9-1 Fresno as we have the bottom of the 8th. You're listening to Grizzlies Baseball and Stream Guys, FresnoGrizzlies.com, the Bally Live app, and MILB TV.
Celebrate the history of America's pastime at the National Baseball Hall of Fame and Museum in Cooperstown. See priceless treasures that will bring your baseball memories to life. Connect with events that shape and change the game and our country. And relive the careers of legends who have earned the greatest honor in sports. Our stories to tell, your memories to share. Plan your family visit today at baseballhall.org.
Grab the keys to a new fuel-efficient Toyota. Take on this new season in California with incredible MPG and peace of mind. Toyota has more hybrids and plug-in hybrids than any other brand, so hit the road with fewer fill-ups and legendary dependability. Right now, get incredible 0% APR financing for 72 months or choose a low lease on the all-electric 2023 bZ4X. Toyota, let's go places. Offer available through TFS to buyers with premium-ready credit ends 4/30/24.
Celebrate the history of America's pastime at the National Baseball Hall of Fame and Museum in Cooperstown. See priceless treasures that will bring your baseball memories to life. Connect with events that shape and change the game and our country. And relive the careers of legends who have earned the greatest honor in sports. Our stories to tell, your memories to share. Plan your family visit today at baseballhall.org.
Welcome back to Stockton, California, here at Banner Island Ballpark. Bottom of the eighth inning, 9-1, Fresno leads Stockton. As B.J. Cook, who's 1-for-2 with a triple, will take on the new Grizzlies arm, right-hand pitcher Jake Madden. As Isaiah Coupe's afternoon is finished, and now you go to the hard-throwing right-hander in Madden. Here comes the first pitch. And it's inside, the count at 1-0. Final line for Isaiah Coupe, 3 innings, 2 hits, 1 run it was earned, 1 walk and 3 strikeouts for Coupe. And he's in line for the win. Here's the 1-0. Ground ball, hard hit. This is the shortstop in Perez. Perez over to first in time. For the first out, it goes 6-3, and Cook is retired from the right-hand pitcher in Jake Madden. Madden is listed at 6 feet 6 inches, 185 pounds, 22 years old from Camp Hill, Pennsylvania. Jake Madden joined Fresno the back half of last year after being traded from the Angels at a trade deadline deal in 2023. As that pitch is inside, the count at 1-0. And what makes Madden's story so interesting is the day of the trade, Madden was supposed to face the Grizzlies for Inland Empire. But instead, he was taken out and was traded to the Rockies, so he just switched dugouts. Kind of a weird scenario. Left-hand pitcher Mason Albright, who's in Double-A Hartford, was a part of that deal going to the Rockies. And CJ Cron and Randall Grichuk to the Angels. Madden, great size, good arm, working out of the pen this year. As the 1-1's lined out to right field, and it's caught by the right fielder in Tenna, who has played perfectly. And that is the second out. So two away now as here comes the catcher in Cole Kahn. Kahn 1-for-3 with a single back in the first inning, but Jake Madden, despite working out of the pen, he is one of two top 30 prospects on this Grizzlies team, according to MLB.com in the Rockies system. And he is ranked as number 21 overall. Here's the pitch, and that is a called strike. The count at 0-1. Very similar delivery to Tim Lincecum, a former Fresno Grizzly, not exactly Lincecum-esque, but uses his whole body to get to the plate. Good fastball, tall body, good arm, good strength, as that's outside the count at 1-1. Last year worked as a starter, primarily as a starter, but the way Madden throws, it might be better for him long-term to be a back-end arm, and that's what the Grizzlies get to see with him this season. I know it's not exactly what Madden would have envisioned, but any way to get to the big leagues, you'll do whatever you're told. His account is at 2-1, and Madden is embracing this new role, especially because he can let it go for 1-2 innings. Here comes the 2-1 from Madden to Kahn, and it is low, but called a strike, count at 2-2. Jake Madden wears number 4 on the back of his gray jersey. As he will come set, here comes the 2-2 from Madden. And it is inside, the count at 3-2. And when he joined Fresno in the back half of last year, we really got a chance to see what he was made of. And every start, he got progressively better and better with former pitching coach Mark Brewer. And now working with Rolando Garza, the new Grizzlies pitching coach, you can see the life on the ball. Here's a 3-2 fouled off by Khan, and the count stays the same. Here in the bottom of the eighth inning, it's Madden looking for a 1-2-3 frame. Action in both bullpens, a right-hander for Fresno and a right-hander for Stockton. Here comes the 3-2, and it is low, ball four, a two-out walk to Khan. Second walk issued by Fresno, first by Madden. Experience the ultimate party at Chicchansi. Enjoy thrilling gaming, award-winning dining, and rejuvenation at Serenity Springs Spa and Salon. Plus, get ready for the Sounds of Summer concert series. Check out who's coming at ChicChanseyGold.com. Whether it's a day trip or an extended stay, Chicchansi Gold promises an unforgettable adventure. We hope you join the party soon. As that pitch is low, the count at 1-0. And we thank Chicchansi Gold Resort and Casino for being a proud partner of your Fresno Grizzlies here in the bottom of the eighth. Here comes the 1-0 from Madden to Naylor, and that is low. The count at 2 balls and no strikes. Miles Naylor, the number 8 prospect in the athletic system. So two prospects against one another. As the Grizzlies trying to hold on here, leading 9-1 here in the eighth. Fresno 7 runs in the second. They have not looked back ever since. A grand slam from Andy Perez, the difference maker. Perez's first career grand slam with Fresno, his third career homer. He had one last year, already two this year. Here's the pitch. And it's inside. The count now at 3 balls and no strikes to Miles Naylor. He is the brother of Josh Naylor, who plays in the big leagues. Miles Jackson Douglas James Naylor. Here's the pitch. Inside, ball four, and Madden loses the strike zone once again, and Naylor reaches base for the first time. Khan up to second base on the walk. So two outs, runners at first and second, and here comes pitching coach Rolando Garza for a mound visit. And Luke Mann, who's 0 for 2 with a walk, will stride to the plate. Naylor was the 39th overall pick by the Athletics, and that was in 2023. From Ontario, Canada, attended St. Joan of Arc Catholic Secondary School in Canada. Now, Joan of Arc is a French Revolutionary War hero slash queen-esque in terms of the French. Joan of Arc was actually part of one of my favorite games growing up to play as a kid called Civilization by Sid Meier. So Miles Naylor at first, Cole Khan at second, two outs here in the bottom of the eighth inning. Now Luke Mann. Here's the pitch, and Mann fouls it off. The count at 0-1. Tuesday morning slash afternoon baseball. Only one other day game, and that was in the Carolina League. Only California game between Fresno and Stockton. Here comes the 0-1. It is outside. The count of 1-1. The Fireflies and the River Dogs playing a close game. 3-2. Charleston wins that battle. Charleston now 5-5 on the year. The River Dogs scored a run in the eighth inning to take the lead. Low scoring game. Here comes the pitch. That is low. Count now at 2-1. The River Dogs, the Tampa Bay Rays system, where pitching coach Rolando Garza was prior to joining Fresno and the Rockies. Great outing for the bullpen of Charleston, as that is low. The count now at 3-1. Charleston's bullpen through 5 scoreless innings. They had 1 hit, 5 walks, and 7 strikeouts. He struck out 11 overall. As here comes the 3-1 to Mann from Madden. Outside, ball 4, and the bases are now loaded. So Mann walks. Bases loaded all via the walk. Third walk by Madden. Two outs, and now it's Nathan Nankill. Nankill is 1-for-3, a single back in the fourth inning. And Fresno going to let it ride with Jake Madden. Grizzlies lead the Ports 9-1. Here's a pitch from Madden, and it's outside. The count at 1-0, and Madden does not look like his delivery's right. Count of one ball in, no strikes. Jake Madden, as we said, was traded from the Angels. The Angels really liked Jake Madden before trading him. Still a lot of work to go with him as that pitch is low. Two balls and no strikes. And Madden has lost all control here in this frame. Split his first professional season at A ball between Inland Empire and Fresno. Made six total starts with the Grizzlies. Here comes the 2-0 from Madden. And that's low. Now three balls and no strikes. Fourth round draft pick by the Angels in 2022 out of Northwest Florida State College. Signed for over $1 million, so he would have to not go to Alabama. Here's the 3-0. And that is... it's going to get into the outfield as the ball gets away from Wimmer. I don't think that mattered either way because I think that was ball four. So it was ball four. It walked in a run, so Kahn will score. Up to third, Naylor. Man to second. Nankill walks. It's an RBI. So it is a run on the fourth walk, and we've seen this before. And here comes manager Steve Solis. He will make a pitching change, and we'll be back right after this.
Grab the keys to a new Toyota. Explore more this season in California with Toyota's legendary reliability. Shop a wide selection of cars, trucks, and SUVs, including more hybrids and plug-in hybrids than any other brand. Right now, get low 3.99% APR financing on the spacious Highlander, or check out great lease deals on the stylish Camry, sporty Corolla, and dynamic RAV4. Toyota, let's go places. Offer available on 2024 models through TFS to buyers with premium rated credit, excludes hybrids and Sport 3024.
They say consistency is the key to success. They weren't wrong. So how about grabbing a beer that's consistently smooth, consistently refreshing, and consistently light? You might just find that the road to success can be pretty enjoyable. Michelob Ultra, the perfect balance of taste and refreshment and only 2.6 carbs and 95 calories. It's only worth it if you enjoy it. Enjoy responsibly. Anheuser-Busch Michelob Ultra Light Beer, St. Louis, Missouri.
Watch me now!
Listen up, baseball fans. The Bally Live app is your home for everything MILB. Download the app today and watch every single MILB game absolutely free. Chat and interact with other fans. Play daily games and win prizes. Plus, you'll get access to the MILB Zone, where you can follow your favorite MILB players and teams all season long. So step up to the plate and download the Bally Live app today.
This summer, we're going from minor league baseball to major fun. Whether you're just stopping by or looking for that grand slam getaway, Wyndham rewards everyone. Start earning points on your next qualified by Wyndham hotel stay and redeem them for minor league baseball tickets and experiences all summer long. Not a Wyndham rewards member? Join for free at WyndhamRewards.com. Restrictions apply. Visit WyndhamRewards.com for more details.
There is a weekend in July where the baseball world revolves around a village in upstate New York. Hall of Fame Induction Weekend in Cooperstown is an unforgettable experience full of family-friendly activities and memorable moments. Make your plans today for July 19th through the 22nd for the induction of Adrian Beltre, Todd Helton, Jim Leland, and Joe Mauer, the class of 2024. Visit baseballhall.org today for the entire schedule. See you in Cooperstown.
Welcome back to Banner Island Ballpark here in Stockton, California. Bottom of the eighth inning, 9-2 Fresno leads Stockton. As Brady Hill on to pitch for Fresno, as the first pitch is fouled off by Darlin Montero. Montero, a solo homer back in the fifth inning. But now two outs and the bases loaded, and Hill trying to get out of the frame without any more damage. 9-2, a bases loaded walk to Nankill allowed Cole Kahn to score against Jake Madden. So now Brady Hill, here comes the 0-1 from the right-hander, a breaking ball high, the count at 1-1. Brady Hill's third appearance out of the bullpen. He has already a save to his name this year. His last outing, just a third of an inning for Brady Hill. Here comes the pitch, and that is inside. Count now at 2-1. So third game out of the bullpen, one save, 1 2/3 innings. One hit, one strikeout for Brady Hill. As here comes the 2-1 offering from Hill. Outside, now 3 balls and a strike, and the Grizzlies have not been able to throw a strike this inning. Brady Hill struck out the only batter he faced his last time pitching. Here comes the 3-1. And it swung on and missed. Good fastball on the inside part of the plate, and Montero big hat comes up empty. Now 3-2, and the runners will take off on this delivery. Two outs, bases loaded here in the bottom of the eighth. 9-2, Frezel leads Stockton. Here comes the pitch. And it is called strike 3, and Brady Hill with a big strikeout to end the inning. And just like that, the Grizzlies out of a little bit of a pickle as we head to the ninth. The Grizzlies lead 9-2. We'll be back right after this.
They say consistency is the key to success. They weren't wrong. So how about grabbing a beer that's consistently smooth, consistently refreshing, and consistently light? You might just find that the road to success can be pretty enjoyable. Michelob Ultra, the perfect balance of taste and refreshment, and only 2.6 carbs and 95 calories. It's only worth it if you enjoy it. Enjoy responsibly. Anheuser-Busch Michelob Ultra Light Beer, St. Louis, Missouri.
Watch me now.
Listen up, baseball fans. The Bally Live app is your home for everything MILB. Download the app today and watch every single MILB game absolutely free. Chat and interact with other fans. Play daily games and win prizes. Plus, you'll get access to the MILB Zone, where you can follow your favorite MILB players and teams all season long. So step up to the plate and download the Bally Live app today.
This summer, we're going from minor league baseball to major fun. Whether you're just stopping by or looking for that grand slam getaway, Wyndham rewards everyone. Start earning points on your next qualified by Wyndham hotel stay and redeem them for minor league baseball tickets and experiences all summer long. Not a Wyndham rewards member? Join for free at WyndhamRewards.com. Restrictions apply. Visit WyndhamRewards.com for more details.
There is a weekend in July where the baseball world revolves around a village in upstate New York. Hall of Fame Induction Weekend in Cooperstown is an unforgettable experience full of family-friendly activities and memorable moments. Make your plans today for July 19th through the...
Welcome back to Stockton, California. Here at Banner Island Ballpark, top of the ninth inning, a new pitcher for the Ports. As that is a called strike to Fadrio Cruz. And it's right in pitcher number 13, TJ Sizz. So Sizz, someone that the Grizzlies remember from last year, as that is in there for a strike. And now 0-2. So TJ Sizz, C-Z-Y-Z. As he takes on Cruz, who is 0-for-3 with a walk and a run, and that pitch is inside. The count at 1-2. Takes over for Reisinger, and we do have a scoring change as well. As Andy Perez on the ball in the eighth inning was ruled an error initially, has been moved to a single. So Perez 2-for-5 with 5 RBI now. As here's a fly ball into shallow center field. It's going to be the shortstop still backing up, and Naylor making the catch for the first out. So one away. And it'll bring up the catcher now in Darius Perry. Perry is 0-for-2 with a pair of walks. By the way, make sure for that Perez single, you give him an RBI. And now Darius Perry 0-for-2 with 2 walks. With one out here in the top of the ninth inning. Here's the pitch, and Perry swing and a miss. The count at 0-1. Stay tuned for the postgame show. We'll give you a wrap-up of today's game and what to expect tomorrow night. The teams will enjoy an off night. Here's the 0-1. That's low. The count of one ball and one strike. Darius Perry here in the ninth inning against TJ Sizz, who is listed at 6'2", 175 pounds. And that is just outside, counted 2-1. 12th round draft pick by the Athletics in 2022, hometown of Reno, Nevada. Here comes the 2-1. And Perry, fly ball, and it will scoot foul. The count now at 2-2. Luis Mendez awaits on deck. Wears number one on the back of his jersey. 9-2, Fresno leads Stockton here in the top of the ninth inning. Here comes the offering from the right-hander. It's outside. The count now full, three balls, two strikes to Perry. Fresno's walked 12 times in this contest. Their most as a team, 13. And we have just tied it with that 13th walk. Perry is third walk of the afternoon. First walk by Sizz. With one out, here comes the second baseman in Luis Mendez. Mendez is 0-2. He has two walks to his line. He also has an RBI and a run scored. A bases loaded walk back in that 7-run second inning. The Grizzlies just 6 hits. There are 10 hits overall in this game. But Fresno, 6 hits. Only one error for either team as well. 4 hits for Stockton. Here's a fly ball out to left field, and this is caught by the left fielder Nankill for the second out, and Mendez is retired. As here comes Caleb Hobson. Hobson has reached base 3 times. He had a sacrifice fly in the second inning, a walk, and then a single and a run back in the eighth. But Stockton, that big, they only have 4 hits, as that is high. The count at 1-0. So one ball, no strikes. Here comes the pitch, and it is outside. The count at 2 balls and no strikes. As the Grizzlies trying to wrap up this game, looks like it'll be Brady Hill's 9th inning as he came in relief to finish off the 8th, as there's a strike to Hobson. Jumps around a little bit, counted 2-1. By the way, final line for Jake Madden, who wrapped up his afternoon. Here's a pitch to Hobson outside, now 3-1. Jake Madden, 2/3 of an inning, no hits, 1 run, it was earned, 4 walks, no strikeouts. As Hobson, swing and a miss, the count full, 3-2. Good fastball there from Sizz. So Grizzlies have allowed a home run and a bases-loaded walk. There are 2 runs allowed, just 4 total hits. They've also walked 5 batters. As that ball shot out to shallow right field, long run. The ball staying up, though, and it is caught by the right fielder Pineda to end the inning. Grizzlies, 3 outs away from their 6th win of the season. We'll be back right after this.
Celebrate the history of America's pastime at the National Baseball Hall of Fame and Museum in Cooperstown. See priceless treasures that will bring your baseball memories to life. Connect with events that shape and change the game and our country. And relive the careers of legends who have earned the greatest honor in sports. Our stories to tell, your memories to share. Plan your family visit today at baseballhall.org.
Watch me now.
Listen up, baseball fans. The Bally Live app is your home for everything MILB. Download the app today and watch every single MILB game absolutely free. Chat and interact with other fans. Play daily games and win prizes. Plus, you'll get access to the MILB Zone, where you can follow your favorite MILB players and teams all season long. So step up to the plate and download the Bally Live app today.
Grab the keys to a new Toyota.
Explore more this season in California with Toyota's legendary reliability. Shop a wide selection of cars, trucks, and SUVs, including more hybrids and plug-in hybrids than any other brand. Right now, get low 3.99% APR financing on the spacious Highlander, or check out great lease deals on the stylish Camry, sporty Corolla, and dynamic RAV4. Toyota, let's go places. Offer available on 2024 models through TFS to buyers with premium-rated credit. Excludes hybrids and S430/24.
Watch me now.
Listen up, baseball fans. The Bally Live app is your home for everything MILB. Download the app today and watch every single MILB game absolutely free. Chat and interact with other fans. Play daily games and...
Bottom of the ninth inning, the Grizzlies lead the Ports 9-2. As Brady Hill back on the bump against Pedro Pineda, swung on and missed the count at 0-1. Stay tuned for the post-game show. We'll give you a quick wrap-up of today's afternoon. As here comes the 0-1 to Pineda. That is just outside. A count at 1-1. Glad you could join us for Tuesday morning/afternoon baseball here at Banner Island Ballpark. Here comes the 1-1. And that is inside. And the count at 2-2. From Brady Hill, who had a big strikeout of Montero back in the eighth inning. 95 that hit the outside part of the plate. Here comes a 2-1. Check swing. Did he go around? And it is. It's counted 2-2. Pineda, you could tell, could not hold up on that inside fastball. So 2-2. And I'd like to give a final shout out to the world's best girlfriend tuning in. As that swung on a miss, and Pineda down on strikes, and Brady Hill, the last three batters he has faced over his past two outings, all have struck out. So two outs and two strikeouts for Hills, one out in this inning, and it'll be the designated hitter Carlos Franco, but a big shout out to the world's best girlfriend tuning in. Glad you can on your shift. Here comes the pitch, and it is inside. The count at 1-0 to Franco. The Grizzlies two outs away from a Tuesday win. If the Grizzlies do hold on in this contest, they will move to 3-0 in the first game of a series. As that pitch is inside to Franco. Franco 0-for-3 with a pair of strikeouts. Franco has also been the third strikeout victim to two different pitchers, Kaminska and Coupe. And if he strikes out here to Hill, he'll be the third strikeout victim to this pitcher as well, the third time. So third pitcher, third strikeout. Here comes the pitch. And a beautiful fastball grooved in on the outside part of the plate. Count at 1-2. Oh, actually it's 2-2. But either way, good pitch from Hill. Here comes the next one. And it swung on and missed. Another one. Third strikeout for Franco. To the third different pitcher, he was the third strikeout victim as well to those pitchers. And Brady Hill, that's his third strikeout of the game. Fresno now has 10 strikeouts as a staff, 6 from their bullpen, 2 outs now for BJ Cook. With that 10th strikeout, the Grizzlies, in 7 of their first 8 games, have double-digit strikeouts. As that's a called strike, the count at 0-1. That's the 6th time they have struck out exactly 10 batters. They also had 13 earlier this year. They have 78 total strikeouts in 2024. And when you only walk 5 batters, you strike out double digits, you're going to be successful. On the other side for Stockton, they had 13 walks, 1 hit batter, and only 4 strikeouts. Count at 0-2, and the Grizzlies, a strike or an out away from winning this contest. Here comes the 0-2 to BJ Cook. And that is low count of 1-2. Brady Hill trying to finish off this game. He has been electric out of the bullpen so far. Second season with Fresno for Brady Hill. 6 feet, 180 pounds for the 23-year-old. Here's the pitch. And the Grizzlies whip up a win. BJ Cook down on strikes. And the Grizzlies win 9-2. They are 3-0 in the first game of the series. They improved to 6-2, 31-6 here at Banner Island Ballpark. We'll be back with the postgame right after this. The Grizzlies, a big winners, 9-2 here Tuesday afternoon from Banner Island Ballpark. We'll be back.
They say consistency is the key to success. They weren't wrong. So how about grabbing a beer that's consistently smooth, consistently refreshing, and consistently light? You might just find that the road to success can be pretty enjoyable. Michelob Ultra, the perfect balance of taste and refreshment, and only 2.6 carbs and 95 calories. It's only worth it if you enjoy it. Enjoy responsibly. Anheuser-Busch Michelob Ultra Light Beer, St. Louis, Missouri.
Grab the keys to a new fuel-efficient Toyota. Take on this new season in California with incredible MPG and peace of mind. Toyota has more hybrids and plug-in hybrids than any other brand, so hit the road with fewer fill-ups and legendary dependability. Right now, get incredible 0% APR financing for 72 months or choose a low lease on the all-electric 2023 bZ4X. Toyota, let's go places. Offer available through TFS to buyers with premium-rated credit ends 4/30/24.
Watch me now.
Listen up, baseball fans. The Bally Live app is your home for everything MILB. Download the app today and watch every single MILB game absolutely free. Chat and interact with other fans. Play daily games and win prizes. Plus, you'll get access to the MILB Zone, where you can follow your favorite MILB players and teams all season long. So step up to the plate and download the Bally Live app today.
Celebrate the history of America's pastime at the National Baseball Hall of Fame and Museum in Cooperstown. See priceless treasures that will bring your baseball memories to life. Connect with events that shape and change the game and our country. And relive the careers of legends who have earned the greatest honor in sports. Our stories to tell, your memories to share. Plan your family visit today at baseballhall.org.
Grab the keys to a new Toyota. Explore more this season in California with Toyota's legendary reliability. Shop a wide selection of cars, trucks, and SUVs, including more hybrids and plug-in hybrids than any other brand. Right now, get low 3.99% APR financing on the spacious Highlander, or check out great lease deals on the stylish Camry, sporty Corolla, and dynamic RAV4. Toyota, let's go places. Offer available on 2024 models through TFS to buyers with premium-rated credit, excludes hybrids and Sport 3024.
This summer, we're going from minor league baseball to major fun. Whether you're just stopping by or looking for that grand slam getaway, Wyndham rewards everyone. Start earning points on your next qualified by Wyndham hotel stay and redeem them for minor league baseball tickets and experiences all summer long. Not a Wyndham rewards member? Join for free at WyndhamRewards.com. Restrictions apply. Visit WyndhamRewards.com for more details.
Welcome back to Stockton, California at Banner Island Ballpark for the postgame show. A wrap-up of today's win is your Fresno Grizzlies, a dominant 9-2 win over the Stockton Ports to open up this six-game series here in Stockton. The Grizzlies improved to 6-2 on the year. Stockton 2-6 to start their season on the other side. Fresno, 9 runs on 6 hits, 1 error. They left 9 runners on. The Ports, 2 runs on 4 hits, 1 error. They left 7 on base. The winning pitcher is Isaiah Coupe, now 1-0. The loss is to Drew Conover. He is 0-1. No save. Time of game, 2 hours and 38 minutes in front of a paid crowd of 2,481. So the Grizzlies, a big 9-2 win. Let's go through the scoring plays, and it really started with that 7-run second inning. The Grizzlies got ahead and never looked back. Luis Mendez worked a bases-loaded walk. There were 4 straight walks by Conover, and Mendez brought in the first run. Caleb Hobson, a sacrifice fly, made it 2-0, and the Grizzlies kept tacking it on. They brought 11 batters to the plate in the second inning. Aiden Longwell, the first of 2 hits in the frame, a single to center, making it 3-0. And then Andy Perez, the Grizzlies' first grand slam of 2024, made it 7-0. Perez, his second homer this season. He has 11 RBI on the year. The Grizzlies made it 8-0 after they scored in the fourth inning. Jake Snyder, an RBI ground out, scored Braylon Wimmer, who singled and scored stole a base and then scored on the play. In the bottom of the fifth, Darlin Montero, a solo homer on a 3-2 pitch from Isaiah Coupe, made it 8-1. But the Grizzlies added another run in the top of the eighth. Andy Perez, an RBI single on the ground ball to right fielder Pedro Pineda that was deflected by first baseman Darlin Montero. It was initially ruled an error and moved to a single. So Perez, two hits, five RBI for Andy Perez, which included that grand slam. The Grizzlies led 9-1. And then the bottom of the eighth, a bases loaded walk to Nathan Nankill made it 9-2, but that's all she wrote. The Grizzlies were fantastic on the offensive side. Andy Perez, of course, our player of the game, two hits, five RBI, the only multi-hit, multi-RBI game for Fresno's offense, but Fresno walked 13 times in the game. So something that the Grizzlies have been very good on all year, 13 walks, tied for the most by the offense in a game this season. The Grizzlies overall on the season with these 13 walks have now walked 49 times over their last six games. And on the year, 62 total walks. Fresno also had six hits. Longwell, Wimmer, Perez had four of the six hits. Felix Tena and Caleb Hobson the other hits as well. The Grizzlies had a run from eight of their nine batters. The only guy to not score a run was Jake Snyder, who walked twice. Jake Snyder this year has 13 walks in his first seven games of the season. To put in perspective, that's pretty unbelievable. On the other side, for Stockton, the home run from Darlin Montero was a big one, but there wasn't much after that. Nankill reached base a few times. He had an RBI and then a triple from BJ Cook at the bottom of the lineup, but not much for Stockton's offense. They did load the bases thanks to walks in the eighth inning, but the offense was stymied by the Grizzlies pitching. So let's go to the pitching where it started with Jace Kaminska. 3 2/3 of scoreless baseball. He has started his season with 8 2/3 scoreless baseball. He allowed two hits, no walks. He struck out four. Braden Carmichael got one out, did not even throw a pitch. A pickoff was the only batter he ended up having in his contest for a third of an inning. Isaiah Coupe, three innings of one-run baseball, just the home run allowed to Montero. He had two hits, one walk, and three strikeouts. Jake Madden, despite getting two quick outs, lost his control after that. Four walks, he allowed one run, it was earned. And then Brady Hill, an inning and a third, he struck out all four batters he faced as the Grizzlies had a great time, especially in the back half pitching-wise for Fresno. Stockton had a lot of issues with their control. It was one inning from Nathan Detmer, and then the bullpen after that lost all control. They had 13 walks. They allowed six hits, six runs specifically to Conover, who did not get through his inning of work. It really messed with Stockton's plans for the rest of the game as the Grizzlies hold on to win 9-2. That brings us to tomorrow as the Grizzlies will give the ball to left-hand pitcher Albert Pacheco. No record, a 6.23 ERA. He'll be countered by Stockton right-hand pitcher Chen Zongao Shuang. No record, no ERA. Second outing for Shuang. We'll see if it's only a one-inning effort, if he'll pitch longer than that. It's a 7:05 p.m. first pitch here at Banner Island Ballpark. We'll have our pregame show at 6:50 p.m. here at Banner Island. Our pregame guest will be Grizzlies clubhouse manager, visiting clubhouse manager Julian Banda. And first pitch at 7:05 p.m., pregame at 6:50. Albert Pacheco for Fresno, Chen Zongao Shuang for Stockton. That is the scheduled pitching matchup for tomorrow. A big thank you to all of our partners as well for being a part of today's game. Trachancy Gold Resort and Casino, Yellow Dog Signs and Graphics, Express Furniture Rental, Manco Abbott Lou Provence Apartment Homes, and Pete and Jerry's Home Run Eggs. Of course, Tequila Fest right around the corner as well as the Grizzlies. They hold on by a final score of 9-2. They improve to 6-2 on the season. And with that being said, we will sign off. However you're listening and wherever you're listening, thanks for tuning in to Grizzlies Baseball on stream, guys. FresnoGrizzlies.com, the Bally Live app, and MILB TV. My name is Stephen Rice. Have a blessed rest of your Tuesday afternoon and night, and we will see you tomorrow night for more Grizzlies Baseball.
Grab the keys to a new Toyota. Explore more this season in California with Toyota's legendary reliability. Shop a wide selection of cars, trucks, and SUVs, including more hybrids and plug-in hybrids than any other brand.
Right now, get low 3.99% APR financing on the spacious Highlander. Or check out great lease deals on the stylish Camry, sporty Corolla, and dynamic RAV4. Toyota, let's go places. Offer available on 2024 models through TFS to buyers with premium rated credit excludes hybrids and Sport 3024.